the music been good this week? Praise the Lord. Thank you, musicians. Well, I'm not the healer, but I know the healer. And he always comes to healing school. Glory to God. We've had healing school all over the world, and Jesus has always come. And he's always healed people. And he's always happy to do that. And all we have to do is just give him place, just place. How do we do that? Because we believe the word. When we read the healing scriptures, we believe them, we receive them, we swallow them. You know, the Bible says this is God's medicine. But if the doctor gives you medicine and he says, take this three times a day, and you throw it out the window, not going to work. But when the word comes, if you'll just take it and not disqualify yourself for any reason. Oh, Lord, I was ugly yesterday to so-and-so. I might not get my healing today. No, the Lord, if you are ugly, for repent. Get it over with. But don't let the devil talk you out of your healing. Healing, the healing power of God and the presence of God will be here because I'm going to share the word with you. When you receive the word, faith comes. And when faith is released, the power of God is manifest. Father, we do love you. And all of you out there on the internet, the power of God's just as present where you are as it is right here. So when we pray, you pray. When we get up, you get up. If you can't get up in your spirit. And just be ready to receive and pray the prayer of faith when we pray. And then you act on it just like we act on it. Jesus is present. Isn't that great that you could, I forgot how many countries we have, but that we could have healing school today and people all over the world could be watching it right now. And the fact that Jesus is present everywhere to heal, glory to God, hallelujah. Father, we do worship you today. We look to you, Jesus, as our healer. We look to you, Father, as the greater one that's in our midst that does the work, the Holy Spirit of God. So we know that there's not any situation too hard for you. We know that there's no case where it's too late. They've come too late. That just doesn't happen. As long as you've got breath, it's not too late. And the Lord is present to heal where you are. And so, Lord, we give you praise. Jesus, you yourself already have borne our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And so we recognize that, Lord, today. We're going to read it with our own eyes out of the Bible. And we receive our healing and the words of healing by faith. We receive them. We believe them. We take them into our eyes and our ears. And we let that word come into our heart and produce faith to receive healing and miracles. And so we give you all the praise, Lord, for every good thing that's done. We thank you for blessing the people all over the world. Some are probably watching in the middle of the night, Lord. But it doesn't matter what time you're there. What matters is that we hear the word, we receive the word, we believe the word, and then we act on it. And that's what we're going to do, Lord. We're telling you right now that's what we're going to do. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Isn't that awesome what we can do with the Word of God? You know, if somebody had told us 40 years ago when we started having very small meetings in little places, we had meetings in old drugstores. We had meetings, you know, here and there. But if somebody has said, just in our lifetime, just in our ministry lifetime, they said, you know, there's coming a day when you can preach to the whole world at one time. Wow. And then satellite came along and we thought, this must be it. This must be how we preach to the world at one time. But then there came something else. Who knows what's going to be next? I don't know. You know, it could be that I could be preaching here and God could just move me over into India for a moment and bring me back. What's possible with God? All things. So all he needs is our faith. We're going to just study healing scriptures for a while. Let's look at Proverbs 3. You know I'm big on long life. You get to be my age, you'll be big on it too. But you ought to start now. Glory to God. There's so many long life scriptures. I'm working on a book on long life, and I took the manuscript with me on some time off we had, and I can't help but get stirred up about it. It is so exciting that God has always desired his people to live long in the earth and to live strong. And I'm telling you, we've had some people in the earth that lived a long time. I don't even want to live as long as Methuselah lived. Think about if somebody had lived that long in our day. Think about where he would have started and what would have been going on in the world. Wow. Well, I don't think we've got that long. I think Jesus is coming soon, and I'm excited about it. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to be ready when he comes. So Proverbs 3, let's just feed ourselves with the word and let faith come. This word is yours. It belongs to you. You think, well, I'm not a Christian. Well, you can become a Christian right now. Just say, Jesus, I receive you as the Lord of my life, the Lord of my spirit, the Lord of my soul, and the Lord of my body. You can just pray that to him right now, and he'll take you. You know one thing I've learned about the Lord? He'll take anybody. He'll take any of us. Why? Well, it's not like he has to have some good raw material to work with. Because whoever he takes, what does he do? He makes us over. In what image? In his image. What a deal. All right, Proverbs 3:1 says, my son, forget not, I'm going to read in the Amplified Bible, forget not my law or my our teaching, but let your heart hearken to my commandments. Ken told you the other day how I interpret that word hearken. I said, Ken, did you ever notice it says, hear, Ken. I would like for the Bible to say, hear, Gloria. But no, it says, hear, Ken. For length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility. Let me start all over. I start quoting from memory and I goofed up. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility, that's peace, well-being, inward and outward, and continuing, this is my favorite part now right here, continuing through old age till death. These shall they, the word of God, add to you. So that peace, tranquility, blessing continues all the way through to our departure. That's what death is for us. It's a departure. We just depart from the body. Well, it's a departure for everybody. It's the destination that's different. But we depart from our body. Me, I'm a spirit. You're a spirit. We live in a body. We have a soul. We live in a body. And when what we call death comes, that's when the body dies. And some people in this meeting may very well live till you just have all that happen in an instant. Your physical body, you get a new body, you go to be with the Lord, you get caught up in the rapture. You know, I really want to go in the rapture. I mean, I'm going to go, but I mean, what I mean is, I don't mean I just want to go to heaven. I mean, I want to be here for the big thing. I want to be here for the big push. I want to be here when we all go up together. Of course, if your body was in the grave, you'd come back and get your body and you'd go up still at the same time with that new body, glorified body. But somehow there's just something about everybody'd be doing what they're doing. They might be asleep at night. They might be out shopping. They might be reading. They might be in a believer's convention. Now, wouldn't that be a ball? Oh, I like that idea. We could just be in the Believers Convention, all of us, several thousand of us together, and we'd be talking about the Word. We've been so happy all week, and our faith is strong. And all of a sudden, the Long Beach Arena just empties out. With only a few stragglers. No. Who have not yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? You wouldn't want to be that straggler. Wouldn't that be awful? To be in a big meeting. The rapture comes. Everybody's gone. You look around the big auditorium and you say, what was that? What happened? My wife made me come to this meeting, but I didn't ever expect everybody to leave at one time. Glory to God. And yeah, my wife's gone. Where is she? Where's the preacher? What happened to Brother Copeland? He was in the middle of his message. I'm telling you, there's coming a day. I don't know where we'll be, and I don't know what it'll be. And it's possible it could be after I leave here, but I don't know. I expect to see it in my lifetime. And I just think it'll be so exciting. So it's going to be exciting, however and whenever it comes. But I'd like to see everybody just swoosh up into the air together all over the world. And what a believer's convention that will be. Hallelujah. All right, I got sidetracked there. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. This is a thing about heart and word. God has gone to great lengths. People have died to get this word into print where we can have it. We can not only have the written word, but we can have 20 translations, 25 translations of it. I don't know how many there are, but we can read translation after translation. We can have it on CDs. We can have it on the printed page. We can have it on video. There's no excuse for us not to have it in our heart. And that's where it works. And it says, don't forget it. If whatever word of God you forget, you're not walking in the light of it. But let your heart, this inner man, keep my commandments. Now, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So we know if we keep the commandments in the heart, we're going to be walking them out in our life. For length of days, I like this scripture, and years of a life worth living, and tranquility, inward, outward, or peace, inward, outward, continuing through old age, till, you could say departure, till death. Death for us is departure. We go here and we depart here. We go to a better place if we're born again. And continue through old age till death. These shall they add to you. Length of days and years of a life worth living. Now we know that's the will of God. That has to be the will of God, that we live in peace and tranquility and blessing all the way until we've lived out the full number of our days. And we depart from here, whether we depart together or one at a time. But when we depart, what happens? When I live out my natural life and I depart, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to leave my body. You'll have to do something with it. And actually, you know, after they leave, people take their body, they clean it up, they put new clothes on them. Go figure. New clothes on them, put their makeup on, get their hair fixed, and you might look better in your body after you're gone. But you won't even be there. You might get to watch it. I don't know. You might get to watch it. You might be looking down from heaven at all this, and you see that body all laid out, all dressed up, and you think, man, I look good. Look at that. They fixed my hair. Good. You'll just be watching. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. We're not held in limbo somewhere, seeing if we if we qualified, if we made the cut. No, if we're born again, it's just one whip, one quick moment out of the body and into the presence. So we don't have anything to fear in death. But you know, if you don't live out the number of your days, you can't fulfill what God's called you to do. So we should want to live long, live strong, complete every assignment God gives us, whether it's in the ministry or in business or whatever our calling is, or raising our family, our grandchildren. One of my grandchildren came, knocked on my door this morning. Mimi, would you pray for me? I'm going to do the healing service today, and I want you to lay hands on me. Well, hallelujah. I'm still here to lay hands on her. Pray for her. Teach her. Isn't that good? Yes. So we want to live out the full number of our days so we can get everything good done that God wants us to do. And when it's time, we'll leave here. But if you want to stay the length of your days, here's the way to do it. For length of days and years of a life worth living. Some people live a long time, but they don't enjoy life. I enjoy life. If you're a believer, you should enjoy life. If you're not a believer, you should become a believer so you can enjoy life. So we live long and we live strong. Years of a life worth living. It's God's will that your life be worth living. Tranquility or peace, inward, outward, continuing through old age. That would be every day. Through old age until you depart. Every day through old age till death shall the words of God add to you. Every day. If you want to be blessed every day, you ought to spend time in the Word every day. You say, well, I just don't have time. I have to get up early and I have to go to work early. And by the time I get through watching TV at night, you know I'm tired. Now you're telling the truth. You know what the cure for that is? Make time for the Word of God. You might even think about turning off the TV while you read the Word. You better think about it. If that's the only choice you've got, you better just do whatever it takes. If you want to walk in victory, I'm convinced you have to have a steady diet of the Word of God. And you can't live in a believer's convention, and you can't live at church. So that means you have to take your life, your natural life, your schedule, and you have to make room to spend time in God's Word. That's if you want to stay well, you want to stay blessed, you want good days all the days you're here. Why do we have to spend time in the Word? I've heard the Word. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And you can't live on last year's faith. You can't live on what you heard last week. You've got to be stirring yourself up in the Word of God, because God will supernaturally talk to you about the situation you're going to be facing for that day, or strengthen you. So I'm a big believer in spending time in the Word daily. And whatever we have to forsake in the natural realm to do that is well worth it, because nothing can be compared to her, the Word of God. All right, now, it says, long life through old age. We ought to be happy and enjoy life till we leave here, and then it really gets good. These shall they, the words of God, add to you. Let not mercy and kindness forsake you, shutting out all hatred, selfishness, and let truth come, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy or falsehood. Don't let truth forsake you, it says. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the tablet of your heart. And so shall you find favor, good understanding, high esteem. How do we find favor with God? We spend time in the Word. We let it go in our eyes, our ears. Let it be written on our heart. We do it. And favor, that's blessing. Favor's blessing. Favor comes, blessing comes in the sight where you have good, high esteem. You're well thought of in the sight of God and man. See, that gives favor. The word gives favor with God. It gives favor with man. Lean not to your own understanding. Be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways, this is the key to life. In all your ways, know, recognize, acknowledge Him. In other words, give Him place, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Verse 7 says, turn entirely away from evil. The more we do that, the clearer our way is, the more blessing we have. You know, the more we turn away from the curse, which is when we turn away from disobedience, at the same time we're turning away from the curse. And we're turning toward the blessing so that the blessing can come on us. The blessing manifests itself freely in the life of the obedient. And whose choice is that? That's our life. Healing is for the obedient. Prosperity is for the obedient. That's why we have the written word. If it weren't important, we wouldn't have it written down so everybody could get it. Be not wise in your own eyes. Turn entirely, the Amplified Bible says, away from evil. We have no business fellowshipping with evil. The turning away shall be health to your nerves and sinews, and acknowledging God and turning away and leaning on the Lord shall be health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. Hallelujah. Now that's simple. You know, Proverbs is so simple. Somebody said you have to have help to misunderstand it. I mean, it's there. It's in black and white. So if we want to live long, live strong, live all the number of our days and see good days, that's what we need to do. You know, attitude is everything in life. My friend Jackie, who's here in the meeting, she works at KCM. She has two sisters. And one is, I think, maybe around 100. And I forgot now, she's in her late 90s or around 100 years old. And and she has a great attitude. Man, she's got a boyfriend. She's well. She feels good. She's happy. These are twins. Got the same genes now. What's in one's in the other. It's all in the way they choose to live their life. And actually, the other sister's more religious, as I recall. She's got more rules to keep and everything, but she's not happy. Not as happy. She's just not as happy as the one who has a carefree. You know, this one that's now, when I was reading the manuscript on longevity the other day, and when I wrote the book, she was in her early, you know, she was several years younger than she is right now. And now she's up knocking around 100 years old. And at that time, she was 90, in her early 90s, I think, and maybe her mid-90s, I don't recall exactly. And she had a 70-year-old boyfriend. Now, girls, that's the way to go out of here if you're a widow or if you've never been married. Can you imagine that? Being 90-something years old and dating? But she had a good attitude in life. She was cheerful where the other one wasn't so cheerful. It's what we do. And we know the Word of God. We know we have revelation. We don't have to just read the Bible and wonder what it means. Most of us are filled with the Spirit, and all of us could be. And so we got revelation. Every day I read the Word, it says something to me. It talks to me. It helps me in my attitude. A long life, the Scripture says a relaxed attitude leads to a long life. A relaxed attitude would be an attitude that's cheerful, an attitude that's not fearful, an attitude that's confident, peaceful, glory to God. And you see that in these Scriptures. The Scripture says it'll be life when you turn away from evil. Acknowledge God, it's life and health to your nerves We don't need to be nervous. What would we be nervous about? Jesus is Lord. He loves us. He cares for us. The Father takes care of us. It's health to your nerves and sinews and marrow and moistening to your bones. Let's just read about a little few things here about attitude that I've got. Attitude lengthens life. Proverbs 14. Let's look at, skip, hold your place. We're coming back there, but Proverbs 14, 20. Attitude. You know, a positive attitude is a blessing. Some people just don't even have to work at it. Some people have to work at it, but it's worth working for. He who is, verse 29 in the Amplified says, he who is slow to anger has great understanding. He who is hasty of spirit exposes and exalts his folly. Verse 30 says, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. Now, did you get that? A calm, undisturbed mind, peaceful mind, a tranquility mind, just like we read about, that comes from knowing God and knowing His Word. You can be born again, but if you don't know what the Word says, you'll let the devil talk you out of being peaceful, out of a relaxed attitude, out of believing God. You don't have anything. If you just read the Word even, but you don't act on it, faith doesn't come. You got to believe it. You got to believe it enough to act on it. And that's what causes you to live long. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body. But envy, jealousy, wrath are like rottenness of the bones. Now, is that clear or is that clear? So if you're always in a tizzy, that, do you know what tizzies are? Well, in Arkansas, tizzies, or you're upset, you're distressed, everything bothers you. You know, I could come over to your house nearly any day of the week, and there'd be something going on that's stolen your peace. That's not the way we're called to live. We're called to live in a calm and an undisturbed mind. How can you live in this crazy, mixed-up world in a calm, with a calm, undisturbed mind? And a happy heart. I'm going to tell you how you can do it. You can believe what's written in the Word of God. And then when the devil comes to tell you, you're sick, you're going to die, you'll never get healed, you're getting old, nobody loves you. If nobody loves you, what would be the thing for you to do? The thing for you to do if nobody loves you, for one thing, if you feel that way, you might say, am I doing something that nobody loves me? That's a possibility. You check yourself out. You know, people that walk in love, people want to be around them. Kind, generous people. You just naturally want to gravitate to them. But why? Because they're a blessing. There's peace around them. And so we look at our, if nobody loves us, we got to think, am I showing love to people? You know, people are hungry for love. There's a lot of mean people in the world. And people are sometimes surrounded by people who don't love them, mistreat them, and so on. And there's a lot of mean people in the world. And people want to be, I mean, just to get somebody that loves them. It's just amazing how many people there are in the world that feel like nobody loves them. With as many Christians and believers as there are in the world, there ought not be anybody that can feel that way. What is our commandment? That we love one another. Love is the big thing in the body of Christ. Everybody we come in contact with. You know, I appreciate Ken, what he says about treating people right. And, you know, the people that in the hotels and so on, helping them. You know, everybody that we come in contact with. Everybody. Whether it's somebody on the street, somebody that's mean, somebody that's nice, somebody that's pitiful, somebody that's rich, somebody that's got this and got that or got nothing. Every one of them Jesus died for. And it is true that, you know, the people that wait on you in the hotels and so on, they do that every day, and you just meet them in the hall. You ought to have a big smile for them and say, bless you, it's nice to see you. Treat them like they are somebody. You know why? Because they are somebody. Jesus has paid the price for all of us. We're all somebody in Him. And even if people aren't in Him yet, Jesus wants them. They're important to Him. So we walk in love. That helps us with a calm and an undisturbed mind. Because love, we might read it again, but we did read it earlier in the week. Love takes no account of the evil done to it. Pays no attention to a suffered wrong. So there's no way that you should have a bad day because somebody mistreats you. You cannot have a bad day because somebody mistreats you and be scriptural. And while you're maintaining your love walk, you're maintaining your health walk. A calm, undisturbed mind is the life and health to the body. Hallelujah. Isn't that a great scripture? And we can do that because we're supposed to do it. We're supposed to walk in love, take no account to the evil done to us, pay no attention to a suffered wrong. You know, there's a lot of freedom in that. We do not have to pay attention to a suffered wrong. We can do what that scripture says in Proverbs 4, and we can pay attention to the Word of God. And then a suffered wrong becomes not a suffered wrong, just a wrong. We don't have to suffer through it. Isn't that great? That you can forgive anybody and actually are supposed to and commanded, because that's part of love, commanded to forgive anybody of anything. What does that do for a person? That makes you free. That makes you free, where you don't have to be upset no matter what happens, who says what, who does what. All you and I have to be sure we're doing is obeying God, living and acting on the Word of God. And we know that when we do that, God's always on our side. He'll take care of us. He'll see to us. And all things will turn out for good for us. That's not my message today, but I really like it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it is the way to stay well, according to this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, a relaxed attitude in the New Living Translation in Proverbs 14:29 says, a relaxed attitude lengthens life. There you have it. You know, people have heart attacks, they do this, they do that, they get upset, they get angry, and all those blood vessels constrict, I guess. I don't know, I'm not a doctor. But that's not good for you. You know, you can just figure out that anger is not a good, is not a healthy thing. I mean, people die of a heart attack because they're angry, and they get upset, and everything tightens up, and we don't have to do that. Praise God. Somebody can just call you the worst thing, but that doesn't make you the worst thing. And so you don't have to be concerned about it. Now, if you became everything somebody calls you, that would be different. But you're not. That has nothing to do with who you are. Who you are has to do with what you do and what decisions you make, and whether or not you're in Christ Jesus, and whether or not you're walking in the light of the Word of God. And really, it becomes where it's not hard to ignore what other people say or do think about you. We want people to think good about us. That's nice. But you know, when you know you're on the Word, you know you're pleasing God, you know you're walking in the light you have, you can just stay peaceful and calm and keep a relaxed attitude and just say, ho-hum. Bless them, Lord. They don't know what they're talking about. Isn't that good? That's freedom. That is freedom. You know, I bet you the biggest percentage of the people in the world today, let's just say in this country, are probably in strife with somebody over something. Because the more selfish you are, the easier it is to get in strife. But the more you walk in love and you just trust God and you believe Him and you take no account of the evil done to you. Now, I'm telling you, that one thing in the love of God, of course, that's in the Amplified Bible, in the description of love. That one thing can give you so much peace and freedom. Well, at work, they don't treat me right. You know, the boss doesn't treat me right. Well, just pray for the boss. Consider leaving if you don't like it at work. You don't have to stay there unless the Lord says. And if the Lord says, I want you here, then just say, okay, Lord, I'm on a mission. I'm believing God for that boss. I'm believing God for this person or that person. I'm on a mission. You want me here? I'll stay here. I believe God for the power of God to come into this office. I pray for that person. Isn't that what the Bible says? Pray for those who use and persecute you. It doesn't say be concerned, let it ruin your life, get depressed over it, feel sorry for yourself, but just pray for them. I'm telling you, I love the Word of God. It just makes me free. It keeps me free. It's awesome. It's awesome. All right, a relaxed attitude. We're going to stay relaxed. We're going to enjoy life. We're going to stay in the Word of God. And let's see, where else do I want to go? Relaxed attitude lengthens life, so that's a faith attitude. Let's see if there's some other things here on the attitude. Proverbs 16:32. You know the Bible will just say the same thing over and over, or at least it'll things that are akin to it. He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that rules his spirit than he that takes a city. You and I are supposed to be in control of ourselves, our spirit. That spirit man's part of us is born again. We are a spirit. We should take control of our spirit, which is ourself. Nobody else has control over that. I mean, people might try to take control over it, but they don't have it. It doesn't belong to them. The strong spirit of a man, now this is an attitude scripture for healing for sure. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. When you get in trouble, if you've got a developed strong spirit on the Word of God, it's going to be easy for you to come out of trouble. At least you will come out. It might not be easy, but you'll come out because you've got a strong spirit. But a weak, here's the opposite of that, a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? Who can raise up a broken spirit? If you've prayed for the sick much, you know if somebody's got a broken spirit, they're sad, they're down, they're feeling sorry for themselves, you know, first of all, you got to change that attitude so they can receive their healing. And that's what this is saying. A weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? It's hard to raise up. And, you know, it's hard to get the end result to somebody if they're in self-pity, if they're holding things against somebody else. And so what do you have to do? You first of all have to get them in the love of God. Help them to come up, to forgive. Do we just forgive when it's easy? Just maybe certain things, big things. No, the Bible says, forgive if you have aught against any. That would be all conclusive. That would mean it is never okay for me to be in unforgiveness. Now, some of you may be holding things. You may have been cheated out of an inheritance. You may have, your husband, your wife, or your ex-husband, or your ex-wife may have done you wrong, and they may still be doing you wrong, and this person or that person, or maybe you were cheated out of an inheritance or whatever. It doesn't matter, whatever. Maybe somebody did do you wrong, really do you wrong. Well, you don't have to hang out there. You don't have to go see them every day, but you do have to forgive them. You have to forgive. So today, you know, if you want the healing power of God to flow freely through you or to you, if you've got things you know are not right in your heart, you just don't have to come tell me about it. You just repent before the Lord. Say, Lord, I let that go. And then your next thought would be, I don't want to let that go. They have done me wrong. They have ruined my life. You know what? They're still ruining your life. This is the worst thing they've ever done to you, to put you in a position where you don't forgive. It's fatal. Amen? So you forgive. Glory to God. You say, I forgive. I forgive. Get it right, and get it right before we pray today. So a merry heart, on the other hand, makes a cheerful countenance, or a merry heart does good like a medicine. You know, you can be sad or you can be glad. It's easy for some people to be glad, and it's easy for some people to be sad. But whether it's easy or hard, if we want a happy life, if we want a attitude toward God that is a receiving attitude, we have to let the joy of the Lord rise up in us. Now, if we're born again, that's in there. That's a joy is the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace. That's a fruit of the Spirit. So if you're born again, that's in there. If you're not born again, you should not go another day. You should receive Jesus into your heart and be born over again. That's what we all have to do to get going very far and to make heaven when we die or when we leave our body. Amen? So if you're here and somebody's drug you here, this is a great day for you. You can be born again and you can get a merry heart. Hallelujah. You can forgive. You have the power to forgive. I mean, one day I was thinking about that. If you have aught against any, forgive them. We have power to forgive. I don't have to be a priest in a robe. I have power to forgive somebody that's done me wrong. That's a big thing, isn't it? And then I go free. You can go free. You can go free. But it's up to you. A merry heart maketh a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of heart the spirit is broken. A merry heart does good like a medicine. So if you're partaking every day, all day long of a merry heart, it's like taking medicine. It's like a miracle drug, only better. It works all the time on any situation. But then just the opposite is true. If you're sad, if you're down, if you're depressed, that works against you. You could say a sad heart works the curse. That's my scripture. That's not in the Bible. I don't think it's in the Bible. But it might be in a different said in a different way. But a sad heart opens the door to the devil. But a merry heart gives him no place to work. Hallelujah. A sad heart, a down heart, a depressed heart that has no faith doesn't let God move. But a merry heart, a relaxed attitude, a happy heart. I believe God. I believe the Word of God. I'm the healed. I'm not the sick. I rebuke this sickness. I'll not have it in Jesus' name. Satan, you can't come on me with that. I'll not have it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. A merry heart works good like a medicine. It has strength. It's not beat down. It's not whipped. It's free. I believe every person, because they're born again and filled with the Spirit and they have the Word of God, I believe every person that's born again can have a merry heart. Amen. It's a matter of your decision, which is the way everything is in the Bible. God says, here it is, you take it or you leave it. You take it, I'll see to it that it's done. You leave it, you left it. That's everything. Prosperity, healing, the new birth, being filled with the Spirit. It's up to us what we believe. Amen? Now, I believe the Word of God. I'm a happy, cheerful person. Amen? You do the same thing, I know. And if you don't, you're going to change today. Receive my sayings. Let's see. Where was I? Let me see where I want to start. This is everything so good in Proverbs. It says, prize wisdom highly and exalt her. Now, this is really in agreement with what I said. Prize wisdom, the Word of God, highly and exalt her, and wisdom will exalt and promote you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. When we embrace the written Word of God, we're embracing wisdom. just like a merry heart does good like a medicine. When you embrace that proverb, and you say, I'm no longer, I rebuke sadness. I'll not tolerate it. Every time a sad thought comes to me, I'm going to kick it out. And you rebuke that. What are you doing? You're going to have a long life. You're lengthening your life. Hallelujah. You know, well, I already said, so many people die in anger. They actually die from getting mad and things quit working right and their blood vessels constrict and they're gone. We don't ever have to get angry. We can be angry and sin not. How do you do that? You repent quick. Amen? We don't have to be angry. We can repent. We can stop it. We can recognize it. We can say, oh, no. I'm not having you. Get out. In Jesus' name. I forgive. Quick to forgive and quick to repent. That's what we need to do. Prize wisdom highly. She'll exalt you. She'll even make you look better. She shall give to your head a wreath of gracefulness. A crown of beauty and glory will she deliver to you. Hallelujah. That's good. You guys might not appreciate that so much. Although, I see you looking in the mirror every day too. Well, you just look better when you're in love and in peace and in joy. Wisdom in the Amplified says, next verse says, I have taught you in the way of skillful and godly wisdom, which is insight into the ways and purposes of God. I have led you in the path of uprightness. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. When you yield to wisdom, which is yielding to love, which is yielding to God, which is yielding to whatever He says to you to do. When you walk, your steps shall not be hampered. Your path will be clear and open. When you run, you shall not stumble. That's freedom. Verse 13 says, take firm hold. Here's the key. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let her go and guard her, for she is your life. Just like coming to a meeting today or coming to this convention when you could be out there on the beach, you're taking hold of instruction. You're making deposits for a long and a happy life because we're preaching the Word of God, teaching the Word of God, learning the Word of God. You know, and it's a choice. Lots of people. The beach was probably, I'm sure it was full of people last night. There was so much traffic. There was still room left in here, so there was room for anybody to come and to receive the Word and to receive peace. It's a choice you make. And really, it's just a choice you make every day. What am I going to do today? Am I going to spend some time with God and in the Word? Or am I just going to be busy about the things of life, the things that pass away, the things that aren't eternal? No. We learn to make the right decisions. Get up earlier if you have to. Go to bed later if you have to. Turn off the TV. That is an option. But not while we're preaching. But you can do without a little TV time and spend it in the Word of God and get eternal blessing for now and for days to come and for eternity. I'm so thankful for what we've got to work with. Okay, let's keep going. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. I learned this from Creflo. When he prays, he says this. He and I do this. I think it's a great idea. He prays, when he prays, he says he believes for a stress-free day, a day of compassion, and a day of ease. Isn't that a great scripture? Lord, every day, I thank you, Lord, for a day of ease, a day of a stress-free day. We ought to work against stress because stress is the opposite of being peaceful. I thank you for a stress-free day, a day of ease, and a day of compassion. It's not the stress, but how you deal with it that makes the difference. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love the Word of God. Okay, let's go back to these healing scriptures. Let's look at Psalm. We looked at Proverbs 3, and then I went quite far than one verse there. Psalm 103, 1 through 5. These are all familiar scriptures. You just can write these healing scriptures down and go over them yourself, and you can get the books on healing and where the scriptures are written out. It would really be good to read healing scriptures every single day, and certainly read the Word of God every day. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Psalm 103. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. The benefits you enjoy are the benefits you remember. That's why you get in the Word every day, so that you do not forget to enjoy His benefits. Thank God for the benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not His benefits. Soul, don't forget the benefits of God. Don't forget what is in the Word of God that you know that belongs to me. Your mind, your will, your emotions. Not to forget the Word of God. The word you forget is the word that's not blessing you. Who forgiveth, here's one of the benefits of God, and this is so marvelous, no matter what you've done. Who forgiveth all, say all. All thine iniquities. Who healeth all, say all. All thy diseases. Does that leave the newest disease out? Does that mean we have to come up? They've come up with a new disease, and so we've got to come up for something new? No. The Word of God, the blessing of God. God will heal all your diseases. That is a great scripture. Don't forget it. If you forget it, you won't be walking in the light of it. That's why we're blessing the Lord this morning for our redemption. The Lord who redeems thy life from destruction. Do I have security all day long every day? Yes, I do. Do I have security when I'm in my car? Yes, I do. Do I have security? I'm talking about angelic security. All the day when I go to the store? Yes, I do. I have security. God said this word right here, my life is redeemed from destruction. Now, how can you get any clearer than that? Your life is redeemed from destruction. He crowns me. He's healed all my diseases. He's forgiven all my sins. He keeps my life from destruction. Now, He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercies. What a God we serve. You could enjoy that every single day if you would. If you just release your faith and expect it. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, amen. Hallelujah to that. My youth is renewed like the eagles. He satisfies my mouth with good. That could be the good of my mouth. That could be the words that I say. That could be good blessing food and good things that are good for me. He satisfies my mouth with good so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. You would be shocked how good I feel every day. Glory to God. I don't have an ache. I don't have a pain. Well, actually, my feet have been hurting this week because I've been in these high heels every day. But now, right now at this moment, I don't even feel anything. But I don't have an ache. I don't have a pain. I feel good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what God wants and has for every one of us. And I intend to keep taking that medicine every day that makes me feel good, that keeps me strong in faith. I intend to keep taking that every day. I take a dose every day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's medicine. What is it? It's medicine to my flesh and health to my body. Hallelujah. And you can do the same thing. And you should do the same thing because it takes a lot of time to be sick. You don't have time to be sick. He satisfies our mouth with good so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. That's a live long, live strong scripture. The Lord executes righteous in judgment for those that are oppressed. Verse 8 says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah. Psalm 103, that's a good one. Remember that. Go over those scriptures. Make your list of healing scriptures. Back there when Ken and I were first learning how to walk by faith and the kids were little, like Kelly was in maybe the second grade or something like that. She's fully grown now, as you've seen her and her daughters up here. And I had a list of, in fact, I still have that list somewhere. It's old and yellow now, but I had a list of scriptures. Now, we weren't sick physically, but our finances needed help, as you know, and I won't go into that story. It's a long story, but it had a good ending. And so so I had a list of mostly well-being scriptures, but mostly prosperity scriptures, because that was our big problem in those days. And I would go over those scriptures every night. And I'd read those scriptures every night, every night, every night. I'd read about that. Now, whatever it is in your life, you need to go at it in a orderly manner with the Word of God. If it's healing, you ought to be going over healing scriptures, because we need healing scriptures when we feel good and when we don't, because we want to stay healed. If you have problems in your finances, you ought to go over finance scriptures. If you have problems in your body, go every day. Problems in your family, every day do scriptures, go over scriptures that give you something to stand on. What are you doing? Well, you're just enforcing the Word of God in your life. And you're instead of doing something carnal with your time, your thoughts, your desires, you're going for God. You're putting yourself in a spiritual position instead of just in a carnal position. You may be believing for your sisters, your brothers, your children. Well, have scriptures about that. Go over them every day. And every time you put those in your eyes and in your ears, faith comes. And every time your faith gets stronger, it's harder and harder for them to stay on the outside. And sooner or later, you'll get them. Amen? That's just the way everything works. Healing, family, everything, finances. All right, now let's see where we want to go. We did Psalm 103. Who satisfies our mouth with good things. He crowns us with loving kindness. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. Psalm 145. We don't forget any of His benefits. Now, this is what we got out of Psalm 103. We don't forget any of His benefits. We let no unforgiveness in our lives. We forgive all. He forgives all of our iniquities. We forgive all of everybody else's iniquities. And then healing is ours. He heals all of our diseases. We put the Word of God in our mouth. We say good things about God. We bless the Lord. We don't say things like, why is He doing this to me? Why did God let that happen to me? God didn't let it happen to you. You let it happen to you. So we say good things about God. And then we look up scriptures and we say good things about ourselves. Glory to God. About what it says we're supposed to be. We should be saying those scriptures about ourselves. Hallelujah. The Lord executes His righteousness for us. Psalm 145. Let's look at that. We'll just feed our spirit today about healing and then we'll go and receive it. It's just that easy. Psalm 145, it starts off praising God. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. That's a receiving attitude. Every day. Now, here's what I'm saying. I was saying about every day. Psalm 45 says, every day I will bless thee and I will praise thy name forever. Every day, think about the Lord. Every day, put some word in your eyes and in your ears. Every day, talk to the Lord. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. That says in verse 7, they shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness. We should be talking about the Lord all the time. Well, I should have read verse 6. Men shall speak of the might of thy acts, thy terrible or mighty acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of your great goodness. We should be thinking all the time about the goodness of God. That's the truth. And we should be singing to Him and happy to Him, worshiping Him. Here's why. The Lord is gracious. Verse 8. The Lord is gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors. It's easy to receive from Him. He's gracious. He's full of compassion. He is slow to anger. And he has great mercy. That's God. That's why you talk to Him. You want to be close to somebody like that. You want to talk to Him every day. You want to stay in good with Him. Whatever you say, that's what I want to do. If I'm missing it somewhere, you tell me and I'll change it. Look at verse 8. You can trust Him. The Lord is gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors. He's easily entreated. And full of compassion. He's slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. Now, does that mean you? You're not left out of that. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. So when you hear a good testimony about somebody being healed, about somebody prospering, and maybe you feel like you're being ignored in those areas, think about this scripture right here. The Lord's not just good to some. He's good to all. Some give Him more room to work than others. And all of us could give Him more room to work than we do. So we ought to always be growing, going toward the Lord, growing, giving Him more of ourselves. We should never come to a place where we quit growing. You can't stay in the Word of God, believe it, and act on it, and not grow. You know, you might be reading it because it's something you have to do, but you have to obey it. It's not just reading it. You read it so you can do it. And in the Bible, it teaches us that the doing of it, the reading of it, and the doing of it is what it takes. Amen. So we read, we hear the Word, all things work together for our good. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. The Bible says we are His workmanship. Glory to God. When we got born again, He worked us over. And He made us right. And now we're His workmanship. We're His works. His tender mercy is over us. Now what do? Well, we spend the rest of our life in the earth and throughout eternity. We spend the rest of the time on our earth learning what God says about things and agreeing with Him. Making changes where we need to make changes. But if you don't ever spend time in the Word, then you don't know what He expects and you don't know what's available. Now we find out that the more we do what He says all these years, the more and the greater is the blessing and the more is the joy of life. So God is good to all. Verse 17 says, look at 16. Thou openest thine hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. God is a good God. The Lord told me in 1998 to preach the goodness of God. To preach the goodness of God and fear not the reproach of men. You know, when you start preaching that God is good, some people don't like it. I don't understand it. You know, they want to get mad at you. Well, that preacher so-and-so. This preacher does so-and-so. And they want to hang on to God's the one that made you sick. And that He, you know, being poor and poverty stricken is a blessing. It's not a blessing. It's under the curse. Being blessed and increasing, that's the blessing. That's under the good part. Hallelujah. So I don't know, but people do that. They don't like it. But don't worry about it. Your own family, they could just get so put out with you because you're believing God and you believe you're healed and you think you're going to prosper. That could make your family mad. But what do? You love them. You keep walking in love. You do good toward them. But you don't let it affect what you believe and what you do. The Lord is good to all, this says. His tender mercies are over all of his work. Hallelujah. This says, the Lord is righteous, verse 17, in all of his ways, holy in all of his works. The Lord is nigh unto them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth. You know, it's not just calling, I mean, it's, if you're in trouble, you should call upon him, period. But those that really get results quick are the ones that call upon him in truth. Why is that? Because if they're in truth, they're in faith. And they are not moving toward God out of desperation, but out of obedience and out of love for him and out of love for the word. Hallelujah. So we're not babies anymore. We have to grow up. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways. He's always right in all of his, and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh or near unto them that call upon him in truth. So there we are in truth. That means that you know what you're doing. You're not just crying out to God like many people do when trouble comes. Which is, you know, cry out. Whether you're near or far, if trouble's there, you should try out. I'm not discouraging you from that. But it's better that we know that God will hear us and do something when we cry out, when we ask for help. He's near unto those. That means that you have truth, you know. If you're just starting out, then you go on a word binge. You get under good teaching. You get in a good church that preaches the Word of God. You listen to CDs. I'm telling you, Ken and I go back to the 7-inch reel-to-reels. Those old tapes, you know, we thought they were a great invention. They were this big. You had to have something this big nearly to play them on. But they were good news to us. They had the truth on them. So whatever you have to do, you know, now you've got iPods. You can put everything in a little iPod. You've got the internet. You've got the books and books and books, and you've got all the translations of the Word of God. You can just go. You could never run out of material all the days of your life. And it's good stuff. I mean, it's good thing in CDs, on DVDs. Think about what we've got to work with. Well, the more that's offered to you, the more God expects. If you're spending time in traffic and listening to some dumb talk show on the radio, think of what you could be doing. Think of how much word you could get going back and forth to work. You should get, you need the CDs, well, whatever, whether you're work, you know, whether you're in that position or not. But out here, I know there's a lot of traffic. You could become a spiritual giant in the traffic. Yesterday, we were coming along and we saw this girl and we saw this, it looked like a father and a daughter. We saw this man behind her, and they were the same nationality, and they were riding along on the freeway, and I think there might have been one car in between them. He got out of his car. He went over to that your girl, looked like a teenager, and he was giving her the what for. Y'all have so much traffic, you can have a family feud out here, right on the freeway. Think of what you can do with the Word of God. And you know, and that way your time is not wasted. When I go to the grocery store or I go into town to the store, I mean, it's about 40 or 45 minutes going in, you know, both ways. And if I can have a CD to listen to, it's not a waste of time. It's feeding me. It's good for me. It helps me. So take advantage of that. You can be, I mean, you'll get to where you don't even mind the traffic if you'll be listening to the Word of God. And you just put in there whatever you need and get it for that day. Hallelujah. The Lord is righteous in all of his ways. He is nigh unto them that call upon him. to all that call upon him in truth. Verse 19, he will fulfill the desires of them that fear him or honor him or reverence him, not afraid of him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserves all them that love him. Now in the New Living Translation, it says the Lord protects. The Lord preserves all them that love him. Now, who is it that loves the Lord according to the Word? According to the Word, those that love the Lord are the ones that do what the Word says. And so the Lord preserves, protects all them that love him. That's a great scripture. The Lord is good. We should be thinking, talking about scriptures just like this, that God gives us and talks to us, and it's God speaking to me. I can count on that. The Lord told me, I told you this in 1998, to preach the goodness of God without reserve and fear not the reproach of man. Glory to God. That's what we do. Jehovah is just in all of his ways. Glory to God and his doings. So we can just be as strong as we want to be. We can be as well as we want to be. The Word of God is healing and health to all our flesh. And when we partake of it, we walk in it, we act on it, it becomes very difficult for Satan to make anything stick to us. And at the first sign of a symptom, we learn to begin to resist it. We learn to get our scripture list out. Again, we may have already done it that day, but later on that day, you know, if you start feeling funny, feel a pain, don't wait till you're on the bed. Start resisting it right then. No. Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. And by his stripes, I was healed. Hallelujah. You're not coming on me in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at that. Let's look at that scripture in Isaiah 53. This is such a key scripture. I think I'll do it in this, and I'll just read it. I want to read it in Amplified. Let me look it up in Amplified. Isaiah 53. It's good in any. It's true and good in any. Almost in any of them I've seen. Translation. This one just doesn't leave any room. We're going to be praying, of course, for your healing. How many are you believing God? Are you believing God for your healing today? Praise God. Well, I'm believing with you, and we're all believing with one another. Amen. Father, right now we all come into agreement concerning the healing anointing, concerning the healing of every person in this place today. We thank you, Father, that it is your will that we all be healed, and we thank you that you've already dealt with sickness and disease and that you put it away for us. You put it on Jesus, and we're going to just receive that word in our deliverance today. We believe you, Lord. You've always wanted healing for your people. It's been your will. Now, in Isaiah 53:4, in Amplified, it says, surely, this is a fact, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pains of punishment. And yet, we considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. But he was afflicted for us. He took our place. He was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. He took our sins. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, we are healed and made whole. By his stripes, we were healed. Hallelujah. If we were healed, we are healed. If we were healed, we are healed, and it's God's will for it to be manifested right now. Always. If you're at home by yourself today, it's God's will for you to be healed. You may be with a group of people. The power of God's present to heal wherever you are. The Bible is true wherever you are. Just think about what we can do now with people all over the world watching this healing service. You couldn't put the people in here. You couldn't even put them in this area, the people that are watching Healing School today. God has given us every advantage to know the Word of God, to know the truth, and to be free. Bless the Lord. And healing's just one of the great blessings. Just one of the great blessings. Long life is a great blessing. Healing is a great blessing. Peace is a great blessing. All the prosperity is a great blessing. I'm telling you, we're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed coming in and going out. And what we're hearing in these meetings about the blessing, that kind of will, if you'll get on that, and if you take the CDs home with you and you listen to them, you watch the DVDs, you look it up in your Bible, you know where those scriptures are, you read those words, and you get it until it is so in you, I am blessed. And then when you get that way and it's based on the Word of God, it's not enough just to agree with it and think, well, I got it. I got the message. I'm blessed. No, you got to feed on it. It's a spiritual thing. The renewing of your mind and the infilling of your heart with the Word of God is a spiritual thing, but it comes in a natural way. Continually putting it in your eyes, in your ears, it gets down in your heart. And when it gets into your heart, it talks to you. The word that's in your heart is the word that talks to you. It's like having your own iPod in there. You don't even have to push, you don't even have to do anything. It's just in there. If it's in there and you're about to get in trouble or accident maybe up ahead or something like that, you see danger, you feel a pain, you get bills you can't pay, that little thing in there, that little wheelie-deely, it'll just pull up something. Just pull up the Word of God. Just pull up the 91st Psalm if you're in danger. It'll just pull up healing scriptures. He bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases. No, you don't, pain. You don't come on my body in the name of Jesus. You know, you need to be bold. I mean, where the devil's concerned, where the curse is concerned, you need to be bold. You need to talk down to him. He's come to kill, to steal, and destroy. He will kill and steal and destroy your body, your family, whatever he can in your life, but you have the name. Jesus has destroyed the works of the devil. So the devil's destroyed. He doesn't have anything. Nothing belongs to him. He can move on people and he can use their stuff. But he doesn't have title deed to anything. He's a defeated foe. He's been kicked out. He lost his inheritance. Glory to God. So he comes to steal yours. You don't have to listen to him. You don't have to let him have it. You've got the name. You've got the name of Jesus that defeated him. The devil's been whooped. I'm telling you, he's been whooped. Not just whipped. He's been whooped. And he'll never get over it. That's why he's a liar and a deceiver. If he had anything, he wouldn't have to lie and deceive. So he lies to you and to people that'll listen, anybody that'll listen. He'll lie to me if I listen, to get what belongs to me, to take authority in my life. If you just let the devil do what he wants to do and you don't resist him, that's why you have to resist him. What will he do? He'll steal, he'll kill, and he'll destroy. Now, all of us should leave this meeting with a renewed determination. I'm going to walk in the power of God. I'm going to do what it takes. I'm going to spend time in the Word. I'm going to put the Word in my eyes, in my ears, and it's going to get in my heart, and it's going to come out my mouth. I will never be a lazy Christian again. Now, that's the way you get healed. That's the way you stay healed. That's the way you prosper. That's the way you come out of debt. That's the way you increase. That's the way you get the things you need in life. You go to God. You go to the Word of God. You take hold of it. You take it in prayer. You act on the words. You have scriptures that you're standing on. I had a list of house scriptures. I wanted a home. I wanted the home to live in for the rest of my life. And I had a list of house scriptures. And I started those house scriptures many years before that house manifest. I mean, but God always took care of us. We had good places to live and all that. But there came a day when that dream was fulfilled and that home was built and I get to live in it. Glory to God. That's the way it is really with your healing or anything, your career. If you don't know what God wants you to do, go to scriptures. Find out. Go to scriptures about being led of the Lord. Go to scriptures of commitment, Lord. I'll go where you want me to go. I'll do what you want me to do. God will talk to you. He will talk to us if we'll just give Him a place. Glory to God. If we'll talk to Him, if we'll put the Word in our eyes and our ears, it'll bring healing to our flesh. But it'll also bring healing to our life, our circumstances. You may be in trouble today. God can get you out of trouble. You may be watching in prison today. God knows right where you are. I was so moved by that book that that girl sent, if you weren't here the other night. It was a little healing book. It's a little book about like this that I've got on healing and scriptures. And she had absolutely used that book. She's been in prison for five. She'd had the book for 5 years. And she had been using this little paperback book. And she had used that until it was almost disintegrated. And she had written a letter and she said, please send me two books. Ken and I, you know what? She's not the same person that went into prison. She's gotten on the Word of God. God will make a way for her to get out. We continually are met by people that we've sent materials to and so on in the Word. You know, they're waiters. They come. They say, I just got out of prison. Would you pray for me? I'm this, I'm that, I'm the other. Sometimes prison's the best thing that ever happened to people because they got on the Word of God. So it doesn't matter where you are. What the deal is, you give your heart and your life to God. You give your future to God. You give your time to God. You spend time in the Word. And for if symptoms are in your body, you should be going over scriptures, healing scriptures. We've got books out there with healing scriptures in them. You should be going over those scriptures and feeding those, whether when you feel good or when you feel bad. Healing. Healing, healing. You know, it's good to listen to healing messages. It's good to listen to healing school. Every once in a while, y'all listen to this and just feed on the Word. Feed on the Word. There's sickness out there. It would come on you if it could. But if you'll stay in the Word of God, you'll be able to resist it. The healing and health to all your flesh will be manifest. The Word of God is medicine to our flesh. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's look at, did I do Acts 10:38? I don't remember. You'll have to help me this morning. This is a great, great scripture. How God anointed. Let me see where I want to start. The word which, in verse 36, the word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, is Lord of all. Thy word, I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism of John preached, after the baptism which John preached. I've got so many underlines in here, it's hard to read. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. The devil was oppressing them. Jesus healed them all. That's the bottom line right there. For God was with him. And we are witnesses of all these things which he did. Jesus went about doing good. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We've had healing school all over the world. Jesus has always come. We've never had healing school that people didn't get healed. Why? Because we don't have healing school without the preaching of the word. And we believe God. And when the word's preached, if you believe it, you receive it. So God considers healing good. The word of God considers healing good. It considers that Satan's sickness is oppression of the devil. Glory to God. And who's been defeated? The devil. Who's the victor? Jesus. And in the name, so they would pray, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Isn't that what we heard this week? Be healed. Glory to God. That's what I pray normally in the healing line. I'll say that over and over and over. Be healed. Be healed. But you don't even have to get in the healing line. You don't have to do that today. You can receive your healing right where you are. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You're grown up into him. You don't even have to come to church to be healed. I mean, you can receive your healing at home at the first symptom. You can do exactly what we do here and speak to that sickness and disease in faith and tell it to be gone. Now, we heard about that this week, and I thought that was excellent. You can say to your own body, be healed. You are a believer. You can lay hands on other people and do the same thing. These signs shall follow. It's not you doing it. You're just using your faith. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. They'll heal the sick. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If the church got busy and started laying hands on people, it'd be awesome. You know, you think, I don't know if I can do that. Well, I didn't know if I could do it either. But I didn't have any choice in the matter. And really, if you're going to be obedient, you don't have any choice in the matter. So what do? You step out. You get out of the boat. You walk on the water. You start laying hands on people. Be quick to lay hands on people. Now, you know, I've laid hands on people so long now and taught on healing. I don't mind praying for you anywhere. I mean, I just, I'm out there. I'm in the zone now. But it wasn't always that way. I was very timid, and I did not ever want to get up in front of people. So the Lord had me teach a while, and then he told me to lay hands on people. And I had a few services in, maybe 79, and I started, I got that. Here's what happened. It may happen to you. I was not ministering. I mean, I had spoken a few times at ladies' meetings, but I wasn't ministering regularly. And I got a letter from a man I didn't know. And he said to me, God has something he wants you to do. I didn't know him, but somehow, you know, I've always wanted to be obedient. I mean, I've never been one to be disobedient. I mean, I have been disobedient, but I was quick to repent. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. But, I mean, my heart is to be obedient. And so we went up to Arkansas. It was a long time ago, you know, back in 79. I was out on the porch praying. And I said, Lord, If you have something, I didn't know this man, so I didn't know, you know, whether he knew what he's talking about or not. But I said, well, if you have something for me to do, I'll do it. You know, I'll do it. You make it plain to me and I'll do it. And so I went in that morning, everybody's still asleep. I started washing my hair and that came to me. I want you to teach healing. It was plain. It was just very plain. So when Ken got up, I told him what the Lord said. I never had even thought about teaching healing. I mean, I didn't even necessarily want to teach healing. And I wasn't teaching anything at all, much. So I told him. That was in the summer. In the fall, we added a service. I did about 3 services before the end of the year in the next meetings. We added a service, and I taught on the Word and healing. And so I thought, well, you know, I think the first one was in Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, in 79, in the fall. So I thought, okay, good. I've done this. I've taught on healing. I've done the rest of the year. I've done these 3, we didn't call it healing school, but I've done these 3 things. And I've taught on healing. So, Ken prophesies to me from the platform. I'm thinking this. This is my plan. I'm going to quit right now. At the end of the year, it's over. And he said, Gloria, the Lord just spoke to me. And he told me, the Lord didn't want to hear this every few months. So he said to Brother Copeland, I want this healing school to continue until I come. Glory to God. So that saved me a lot of time and trouble. I'm going to do this as long as I have breath. And apparently, maybe, you know, I couldn't say for sure, but maybe he'll come before I go. Because he said, I want this healing school to continue. Now, he called it a healing school. We didn't call it that until after he called it that. And, you know, it's been a wonderful thing. It's been a marvelous thing to minister to people. See, whatever God calls you to do, you'll like it. You may not even think you'll like it. But it's what you were made for. And what an awesome privilege to serve Him and to do whatever He tells you to do. It's been an awesome privilege to minister healing school. And, you know, Jesus is a healer, all we do, and you could have healing school yourself as far as that's concerned. What do? When you go to the hospital, you take the Word of God in there, you take scriptures in there about healing, and you share them with those people, whoever it is, and what happens? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And then, what does a believer do? He lays hands on the sick and they recover. And so that's what we do in healing service. We just talk about the healing power of God, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, and how He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Jesus is the healer here this morning. He wants to heal your body. He's already done it, actually. He's already done what it takes for you to be totally renewed, totally remade over, new parts, everything, miracles, sickness to flee. Because He bore our sicknesses, we read it in Isaiah, He's already borne our sicknesses. At the same time He bore our sins, He bore our sicknesses, He carried our diseases. And by His stripes, we were healed. We were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. We were healed. Now today, and this works for you just great, at home by yourself or when you're ministering to somebody, what is it? It's just acting on what the Bible says. You turn over there to Isaiah 53 and you begin to read what Jesus did on the cross. And then you look at 1 Peter, it says the same thing. By His stripes, you were healed. If we were healed, we are healed. So what do we need to do? We need to receive it. If He did carry our sins, we've been delivered. He did carry our sins. We know He did that. We've been taught that a lot. But at the same time, He bore your sins. He bore your sickness and disease. But you didn't get that deliverance from sin until you received it. You took it. And whenever you're believing for somebody's healing, talking to them and ministering to them, get them, say, talk to them about receiving. Now, what we're going to do today is receive. Hallelujah. People are always healed in healing school. We've never had healing school where people didn't get healed. We've had healing school all over the world. We preach the word, they believe it, and then they take it. That's receiving. To receive is to take. And so when we pray, I'm going to lead you in prayer. And when we pray, you take your healing. Now, it's just us in here today. We're all in agreement. We're all believers. We're all fanatics. Glory to God. And so when you take it, do something. Do what you couldn't do before. I mean, just if you couldn't dance, start dancing. If you couldn't run, start running. Do something. Act on it. I'm there. If you can't move but your little pinky, you start moving that finger. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. You take it. And don't let go of it. I mean, you stay in that attitude of faith and on the Word of God and on the Scriptures of God until every symptom is gone. Don't be satisfied with just some of it being gone. No, you hang in the Word of God. You say the Scriptures. And then when every symptom's gone, you keep saying it. By His stripes I was healed. Why? Because you don't want anything to come back. So every day, whether we're well or sick, we ought to be talking about our healing. We ought to be saying, by His stripes we were healed. If I was healed, I am healed. Thank you, Jesus, that I'm healed today. Thank you, Lord, that my body's well. Thank you that I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Thank you, Lord, that I can run and not be weary and walk and not faint. Thank you for renewing my youth like the eagles. Hallelujah. Thank you that I'll be strong all the days of my life. My legs will work. My arms will work. My heart will work. Every function of my body will work. Say good things about yourself. What are you doing? You're blessing yourself. You're saying that. You're saying on the Word of God, I expect to have long life. I expect to have strong life. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm going to lead you in prayer. Let's stand up. Are you ready to receive?
Yes.
Lord, we're going to act on your word right now. Do you believe what the word says?
Yes.
They're believing. We're believing. We're acting on the word right now, Father. And we thank you. Thank you for looking on our hearts, our bodies. Thank you that we're restored. And Lord, we just want you to know right now, our faith is in you. Our faith is in your word. Jesus is our healer. And it doesn't matter, Lord, how serious one person's situation might be, more serious than the other. One might be incurable. One might be fixed with medicine. But everything is fixed in here today, because we're not on medicine. We're not taking natural medicine. We're taking the healing power of God. We're taking you, Lord. We're receiving you. And to you, it's just as easy for a headache to be healed as it is for someone who can't move anything but their eyeballs. I'm telling you, Lord, we're looking to you. We're expecting. We're receiving. By His stripes, by the stripes of Jesus, say, by the stripes of Jesus,
I was healed.
If I was healed,
I am healed.
And I call myself healed. In Jesus' name. Father, I receive my healing. Now, in Jesus'
name.
Body to be healed. Now you speak to whatever's in your body that needs to be straightened out. Now just say it. Everybody say it now, what your deal is. Call it healed. Call it fixed. Rebuke every symptom in Jesus' name. Rebuke the name of whatever it is you have. And if you don't know what it is, just say, I'm healed of every sickness and every disease. Father, we thank you that we are healed. We are healed.
healed. I take authority over every sickness, every disease, every malfunction, every part of a body that's not working. And I command you in Jesus' name, be healed! Be healed! Be healed! Be healed! In the name of Jesus, we take our healing. We take it. I myself am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My youth is renewed like the eagles. I have energy. I have strength. I am healed. I'm pain free. Glory to God. I'm disease free. Say good things about yourself now in Jesus' name. Whatever you couldn't do before, you say now, I can do this. I have full freedom in my limbs. I can see in Jesus' name. I can hear in the name of Jesus. Call yourself whatever you are believing God for right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. We release our faith. Every sickness, every disease goes from this people to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Himself, our healer, we receive, we receive, we receive. I'm healed. Say this, I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My body works. Everything is fixed. Every disease is gone. I'll never allow them back. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So be it. So be it. Amen. 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 To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Eyes are healed. Ears are healed. Hearts are healed. Kidneys. You work kidneys in the name of Jesus. You're healed. In Jesus' name. Feet are healed. Glory to God. Mental situations are healed. You have a calm and undisturbed mind. Restore, Father, to brains whatever needs to be done. Restore, Father, we pray over side effects from medicine in the name of Jesus. Your medicine doesn't have any side effects, Lord, but some medicines do. And I command those side effects that have come through medicine and other outside influences, I command them to go now. Go now. Be restored in Jesus' name. Hearts, be healed in the name of Jesus. Limbs, legs, arms, knees, be healed. Feet, be healed. I receive healing in my own feet right now. My feet are healed and normal. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you that kidneys work, work, work. Kidneys work in the name of Jesus. I rebuke every kind of paralysis or anything that won't move. You can't move it. You can't use it. I command it to be that to be restored to you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak peace to your mind in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for helping us have strong mental health. Our mental health is strong and healthy. Our minds are full of the Word of God. We think straight. We think right. In Jesus' name, I rebuke every kind of confusion that would try to come on our minds in Jesus' name. Confusion, our minds are renewed by the Word of God. We'll not tolerate confusion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have a sound mind. Say, I have a sound mind. I remember names, events, situations, the Word of God. I remember revelation. I remember numbers. numbers. In Jesus' name. I have a sound mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
When we were going through, Gloria was leading us by revelation of the Spirit. I heard this. I know it was true in my life, but then I heard it just dramatically.
Praise God.
See, Jesus wants you healed worse than you
yes,
want to
he
be
does.
Healed.
That's the truth.
His compassion is just overwhelming in his desire for you to have what he went to the cross
That's
for you
right.
to get.
That's right.
Now, I heard this. Have the people repent for causing things not to be right in their bodies.
Yeah.
Well, immediately I knew what he was talking about. Gloria talked today about unforgiveness, and that causes malfunction in your body. But that's not the only thing. The Lord may have been dealing with you about something as simple like you ought to be drinking more water.
That's true.
Your body was created to drink water. It wasn't made to create all these water substitutes, drink all these water substitutes.
That's right.
And you just refused to do it. Did you know cancer can be the result of somebody that is so horribly acidic? Cancer can't survive in an alkaline environment. It has to have an acidic environment to exist. And that is a, but you don't, cancer is not contagious. It is self-induced.
That's true.
So what happens? When you repent, in 1 John it said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I mean, once he moves like that, all of that junk behind you, he'll open the way for healing to come right on into your body. When you repent and say, Lord, I'm going to start doing whatever it is he's leading you to do. I'm going to start drinking water. I am going to forgive. I'm going to walk in this. I'm going to eat proper foods. I'm going to get some exercise. I'm going to get sleep at night. I was created to rest 52 days a year. One day out of seven, you're supposed to give rest to your body. And the Lord got on me, said, you don't rest 52 days in 5 years. Well, I had to repent, even though I was spending my time working for him. That's no excuse.
No, you still have to.
I was working for him, but part of my job for him should have been to rest. Huh? So I thought I was working for him all the time. I'm working against him. Because I was going crosswise of that day of rest every week. And I said, I'm going to start resting. I'm going to start sleeping. If I had to go to sleep by faith. And that's what I had to learn how to do. And so I had to repent. I had to start doing things, certain things that my body required. I knew better. I just didn't want to do it. Well, that's rebellious and it's pride. That's enough not only to make you sick, but keep you from receiving your healing. So all he said to me today was, repent. Repent of that. Lord, whatever I've been doing that's causing my body not to be healthy, causing my mind not to be healthy, I repent and I receive. I repent and I receive. I say it, I repent and I receive. Now there's a flood of the healing power of God right there. I repent and I receive. I repent and I receive. Praise God.
I repent and I receive.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
I went through all of that. But my goodness, what a better thing it would have been. I could have saved myself all that pain. I could have saved myself all that time of having to take hold of my faith and just battle my way back into good health. I could have saved myself a lot of problems if I'd just done what I knew to do back there 25 years ago and started being obedient to God. But, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise
yes.
Lord.
I began to walk in repentance, praise God. And I want to tell you, praise the Lord, it's good to be well.
Yes.
It's good to be strong.
Hallelujah.
It's good not to be carrying around that 40, 50 pounds of overweight on me. Praise the Lord. Say, Brother Copeland, how'd you get it off? Well, I'll tell you, the first step, you get before the Lord and you repent. Get before the Lord, and he'll begin to talk to you, and he'll take you to his word, and he'll begin to show you how all of these things come together.
Yeah.
Quit paying attention to TV commercials about how to lose weight, how to get rid of high blood pressure, and
how to pull a truck with putty. You can't believe that.
Huh?
That commercial where you can pull a truck with this putty, you know, you put this putty on it. You can believe this.
I'll tell you something else you can't believe. It's not your fault you're fat. All you have to do is take these pills. Until you come to the truth, it is my fault, and I have to repent and do something about it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just get honest with yourself. Get honest with God, and he'll get in there, and he'll get your health back for you, and you can walk in good health and good healing, and then you go help somebody
yes,
else get
amen.
Them healed too. Praise
amen.
God. Amen. That's just the way it works. Praise
God.
It isn't your fault. Yes, it is. And I had to look at my ugly self in the mirror and say, it's you, buddy. It's you. You can't blame this stuff on anybody else. I don't care how they mistreated you. They didn't eat this stuff for you. Did you know you can't sin for somebody else? You sin for your own gratification. Well, I didn't get off
all
on
that's
that.
Good stuff.
But that's right where we are right now in this service. We came right up to that place where he said, settle that thing. And he said, I'll show them later what they need to do. But just repent and receive.
And be listening. Glory to God.
Oh, glory to God. Repent and receive. I repent, Lord. Praise God.
Yes.
I put myself in this place. I make the quality decision.
Mm.
These things with your help are changing in my life. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Thank
I repent
you,
and
you.
I receive.
You know, the Lord's been on me about drinking water. And with water, you have to, it's not like you get thirsty. But people that drink like a dozen Cokes a day or something, they don't even have to think about it. They get reminded of it. If it's something that's unhealthy or something with sugar in it, you just naturally think about it.
Well,
but with water, you just have to do it out of obedience.
Yeah, when the Lord began to deal with us about this, I spent some quality time praying about it. I said, why is it that I could go drink gallons of this junk, and I sit down here and drink a glass and a half water, and I have to force it down? He said, did you notice in my word that water is a type of the Holy Ghost? Oh.
I never thought of that.
I said, oh, Jesus. Yeah, yeah, it is. He said, water is not addictive. Said, my spirit's not addictive. He's not going to press and push himself on you. He's not going to force you to want him. He's not going to force you to pray in the Spirit. He's not going to push you and force you to do these things. He'll remind you. And there are times you get thirsty. Why? Because you need a drink of water. I read a book, and the title of it, I thought I was sick and found out I was thirsty. But you have to decide to partake of the Holy Ghost. He's there for you. But you have to invite him, because he is the perfect gentleman. Water is a type of him. You have to make the decision, but I'll tell you, when you make the decision, there's a whole lot of pains and sickness and disease that are brought about and caused by dehydration, and it just ain't going to get it drinking all this junk when you ought to be doing things like this. Amen. Are you listening to what I'm saying? There was a lot of things that the Lord was trying to get through to me because of little stupid disobediences through the line. I knew better, and I heard people say better. I just didn't want to hear it. Well, hear it anyway.
I guess that's like the difference in watching television or spending time in the Word. You don't have to work at it to watch television. I mean, it's just something you're going to just gravitate to. Yeah. But if you're going to spend time in the Word, you have to make a decision. I'm going to do this. I'm going to separate some time for the Word of God. And I guess that's the same thing as water or junk.
You know what the definition of the word amusement is? No thought and no effort.
That's the answer right there.
Those things are amusing. But when you get into the Word of God, you're not dealing with entertainment.
Yeah.
Dealing with power. And when you're dealing with power, you need to pay attention.
That's right.
Because there's certain things in His Word that if you're not going to pay attention to it, He's not just not going to let you advance in it very far. How could God turn His unlimited power volume up on your words when you're in the habit of screaming and hollering at your car, at other people? You get mad in traffic, and if your horn was a cannon, you'd blow somebody off of the highway with it. How would you feel sometimes somebody pulled over in front of you and you, you're screaming and hollering, going on like that, and you pull up there beside them, and it was me. Oh, I'm Betty Copeland! Well, hi, Betty Copeland. It's too late. But see, God's not going to let you walk in that kind of power when you're in the habit of misusing your voice. I had the Lord say to me, just straight, I made myself available for correction. And so I was out there in my shop, and I had the Lord say to me, He said, quit exercising your and practicing your anger on inanimate things. Kick your wrench across the floor. It wasn't the wrench's fault, dumb. The wrench didn't do nothing to you. He said, you practice anger, you perfect it. And you get it up to the surface where it is ready on call all the time. And he said, then you say things and then you have to repent, but because it got out there before you could grab hold of it. Now he said, if you'll reverse that, and every time you have that opportunity, say, I don't practice anger, I practice
right.
Love. Glory to God.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. I never get angry. I'm not a condemner. I am a forgiver. I walk in the love of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Go back over there and get your pliers off of the floor and pick them up and repent to them. You mean I'm supposed to speak to my plier? You spoke to it a while ago. Huh? Speak to it again. That's the only way you correct yourself. Amen.
Praise God. I've released the power of God. You had your agreement, and people are receiving. Some
and,
are already healed.
Oh, you know what the Lord said to me the other night? You got to get this. after Brother Keith delivered that awesome message on the power of the word be and what's behind it. It sounds simple in English, but the Hebrew language, particularly Hebrew, and then the Greek language also, is so powerful. It is so powerful. And then the Lord reminded me the way he ends a prayer declaration and prayer receiving is amen, which means so be it.
There's your agreement.
Now, we have to flip that around in English. So be it. It actually says so it be.
Oh, good. I like that.
Isn't that... I mean, that's the way we're supposed to end our petition of heaven. That's the way we're supposed to end our state. So, be.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Say it. I believe.
I believe.
I receive.
I receive.
I repent and I receive.
I repent and I receive.
I am healed according to the word.
I am healed according to the word.
So.
So.
Be. Hallelujah.
Be it.
So be it.
I am healed. I am healed. Say it. I am healed.
I'm healed.
I am healed.
I'm healed.
From the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I am healed. Say it one more time. I am healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
There is a concentrated move of God in ears all over this building. The healing of ears, the returning of hearing, ears that have infection in them are healed. Draining ears where the infected ears are healed in the name of Jesus. Tinnitus, noise in the ears, all kinds of ear damage, eardrum damage, inner ear damage, damage to bones inside the ears, ears damaged from loud noises, loud guns, loud music, loud machinery, loud environment, loud. Some of you pilots, I'm telling you right now, the healing power of God is here this morning for the hearing damage you've received from flying loud airplanes all these years without ear protection. Praise God. I know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. It's here right now. Glory to God. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it.
Receive it.
All on the internet. All over out there. There is a concentration on hearing. Hearing.
Thank you, Lord.
Hearing. 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 Faith comes by hearing. You need good ears. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory, 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 glory.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe some sign of sickness or disease has fouled up your ears in some way or another. When Lindsay was healed of Neisseria meningitis, but we noticed that it had damaged her ear. Now, she was 11 years old, and now she's in her 20s. You saw her up here on the platform just singing, going on. But she was 11 years old, but she knew the laws of faith. And when right there in the hospital, she was only there 8 days. She had to be there 8 days because of the law. You can't release a meningitis patient in less than 8 days. She was totally healed, but she had to stay there another 7 days. But she noticed one of her ears wasn't working right. And the doctors had warned her, you know, you might lose your hearing. It might affect you some other way. 11-year-old girl now, and immediately she said she caught herself. Someone would call on the phone or something. She'd put the phone up to the ear and she couldn't hear well. She'd put it over to the other ear. She said, no, 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 I'm healed. And she put it back over that other ear. Amen. And so we got in there with her, began to confess the word, stand on the word, believe God, and her hearing is fine and perfect today. Praise
Thank
the
you.
Lord. But now she still has
Thank
to walk
you,
by faith.
Hallelujah.
She still has to walk by faith. She still has to believe God. If she relaxes, the devil still tries to put her ears out. Amen. Once your body has been invaded, the devil will try to get back into that same area again if he can. Don't let him back
in. No, we're not letting him back.
Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. Praise God. Amen. Oh, there it is again. Praise
Thank you,
God.
Lord. Ears, ears, ears. Heal.
There it is again. Ears, ears, ears.
Glory to God.
Ears, ears.
Restoration.
Ears.
Jesus' name.
Ears.
Thank
ears.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Unravel that for me, Lord. Different, that there are several different kinds of serious stomach disorders that are being healed. That's the reason I asked the Lord to unravel it for me. When I first got it, it was tumor. Then all of a sudden it was ulcers. Then all of a sudden it was, and they began to get them mixed up when I tried to receive it so I could bring it out. But then the Lord said, no, serious stomach disorders.
Thank you, Lord.
Whatever it is. You got something wrong with your belly. This is it. Praise God. It is healing day for your stomach. For your lower areas, for your digestive tracts. This is healing day. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Praise.
Hallelujah.
If you're
Lord, whatever I have done to cause this thing and help bring this thing on me in any way, I repent and I receive. I repent and I receive.
If you're watching at home on the internet, stand up to your feet just like we're standing up here. Get in this. Get in this. God's moving right where you are. Your stomach's healed. Your belly's healed. But get up and start receiving and expecting glory to God.
Amen.
Jesus is the healer.
Amen.
And He's right there where you are.
Amen.
You might be
Amen.
In Brazil, Africa, Mexico,
Amen.
Florida. It doesn't matter where.
Hallelujah.
He's there in Jesus' name. But you get up here and you get up and you participate in this. In Jesus'
get
name.
Get up on the inside.
Yeah.
You can't get up any
That's
other way.
Right. That's
See
right.
yourself standing up on
yeah.
the inside. Praise
yeah.
the Lord. Your
yeah.
body will follow
Thank
suit.
You, Lord.
Get up
Glory
on the inside. Move something.
Thank
get into
you,
operation.
Praise,
Praise God.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's all part of receiving.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Thank
Lungs
you,
are being
Jesus.
Healed.
Yes.
Lung disorders, Glory. Breathing disorders are being
Thank
healed
you,
right now.
Hallelujah.
In the name
Praise.
Of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank Don't you, fall Lord. For symptoms. Don't fall for the symptoms.
You,
Praise God. Don't fall for that. Well, I believe I received, but I'm still hurting. Get your mind off
yeah.
of the hurting and keep it
yeah,
over on
yeah.
Jesus.
Receive,
keep
receive,
your faith turned
it.
On. What you're doing is working against those symptoms.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'll tell you what, there are symptoms of unforgiveness and symptoms of sin just the same as there are symptoms of sickness and disease. By an act of your will, you forgive somebody, and then a day later you think about them and you get mad again. Well, I thought I forgave them. You did. It was an act of your will, and Jesus honored that. That is a symptom of that unforgiveness. Cast the thing out. I've forgiven that person. Get off of me in the name of Jesus. I don't dislike them. I don't hate them. You're a liar, Satan. I have forgiven them. Then Jesus forgave me. Now get out of here with that mess in the name of Jesus. See, that's a symptom of the unforgiveness. They're because you got in a habit of it. You have to break that habit of being mad at those folks. Amen. You'd be surprised how quick it'll break, but you do
Praise
have to do
God.
It.
Hallelujah. Backs
Amen.
Are being healed. Your back, backs be healed in Jesus' name. All kind of bone situations,
yes,
be healed
glory,
in the name
glory,
of
glory,
Jesus.
Glory.
Crooked bones, you
Hallelujah.
Be straight in the name of the Lord
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you for miracles, 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 miracles. Change. Change, change in Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory
Thank you,
to God.
Lord
we
Jesus.
Praise you. We praise,
praise
you. We
praise you,
Jesus. Thank you, mighty God.
Hallelujah.
You,
all forms of heart disease
yes,
are being
hearts.
Healed. And
Thank
hearts
you,
are
God.
Being restored,
you,
renewed.
Yes.
Arteries
Jesus.
Are being restored and
Thank
cleaned
you,
out and renewed. Praise
God.
God.
Heart surgery.
Praise
right
God.
Now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We heard the testimony of someone the other day that had had massive, massive bypass surgery. I mean, just all kinds of bypass surgery. Well, later on, down the line, some years later, was given tests or whatever it was, and they had grown some new arteries.
I heard
that. Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah.
They had grown new arteries, praise the Lord. That the arteries had gone around the bypass. God
That's
bypassed
the bypass,
praise the Lord, and had new arteries in them.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Breathing, all kind of diseases that affect your breathing, like asthma.
Yes. Yes.
Any kind of a breathing
yes.
thing.
Bronchitis, praise the Lord.
Asthma,
yes, amen.
Anything like
yes,
that that's
amen.
Being healed right now. Now you take it. You
Wouldn't
take
I
it. Take it. Take it. Say, I
breathe
normal.
Breathe deep.
I'm healed. Take a deep breath
Whoa.
And receive that. Receive that.
Air down in those
Glory
lungs.
Glory to God. Emphysema.
God.
Oh, emphysema's being healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Receive it in Jesus' name. Take it. You
hallelujah.
Take it. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Thank you, Father.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Now, whether we call out what you've got or not, healing is here for every situation.
Yes, it is.
And you just be yes, bold and say, I take it now. I take it. I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. In
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord, for your healing. Glory to God. Thank you for healing, healing, healing. We receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for clarity. We thank you for mental clarity in Jesus' name. Thank you that we're healed in our minds. Our minds is renewed with the Word of God and our minds restored. Lord, we need these minds all the days of our lives. We're going to live a long time and we want strong minds and we believe we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Every symptom of deficiency in your mind, I command it to go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
Thank
yes,
you,
yes,
Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
We think clearly. Glory to God.
When we got to citation 10, I was 69 years old. I had to go to flight school to get typed and trained in that airplane. It's a 3-week course. First morning in that class, the instructor stood up there, he was a young man that had come out of the Navy. He was a Navy fighter pilot. And his first statement in class that morning, he said, gentlemen, I'll tell you right now, this is the most intensive training on any airplane I have ever been through in my life. And the devil spoke up and said, yeah, and ain't no 69 or 70-year-old man going to get through it. And then, that first class was over with, and there was a young kid, I mean, just a kid, walked by me, and he looked kind of blank. He said, "My goodness, this is like drinking out of a fire hose, man." He said, you think we'd get this in 3 weeks? I said, "Yes, sir. Yes, sir,
hallelujah.
I'll have it in 3 weeks. Praise God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your minds are renewed in praise and one.
My good friend, Dr. David Weeder, who comes to these meetings, helps us praise the Lord. And David is one of the men that really stood by me and believed God over my back. Couple of years ago that you guys prayed and stood, man. I mean, David and his family just stood right there. I mean, he laid hands on me at 3 o'clock in the morning and believed God and wrote out faith petitions and prayed them over and all that. Well, he sent me a scripture that God had given him when he went through pre-med. He said there wasn't enough hours in the day to get all this stuff. He said, "I was screaming out, I gotta have help." And God showed them the 119th Psalm that says, "I have more understanding than my teachers because I meditate on your testimonies and your instructions about me. I meditate on your word about me. And so I have more understanding than my teachers, and I'm wiser than my elders." Man, I grabbed hold of that. And Dwayne Flanagan, our chief pilot and head of our aviation department, I mean, we were going through this thing as a crew. We got hold of that thing. We aced every test. When it came down to our final oral examination, which was 3 hours long or a little better, and the check ride was 4 hours long in that thing, our check pilot kind of got irritated at us. We aced that oral. I don't care what he said about
Hallelujah.
That airplane. I mean, it was right there. It was right on top of our
Thank
thinking.
You,
I got so excited, I thought, man, alive, I ain't this smart. Listen to this stuff coming out of me. Glory to God. And I told the devil, I said, "How's that for 69?
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then we got in the simulator, and he's throwing one emergency right after another, one malfunction right after another on Dwayne and me. And I mean, man, glory to God, you could have called us the Teflon crew. We were so slick.
Hallelujah.
And I don't care what he threw at us, man. It was right there. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Why? It's because we're smarter? No, because the Word was working.
The Word was working.
The Word was working. Not just on my mind. I have a sound mind, but my mind is in my spirit. But my mind depends on my brain. The brain is the go-between, and that's a natural organ. And that thing needed help. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It was working. The restoration power was working on my brain, man. And my brain and my spirit and my soul. And it's all working together. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sound.
Hallelujah.
Sound.
And it's there for you today. Say it out loud. According to the 119th Psalm.
According to the 119th Psalm.
I have a sound, active mind.
I have a sound, active mind.
Because of the Word.
Because of the Word.
I'm brilliant.
I'm brilliant.
I have memory.
I have memory.
Supernatural recall.
Supernatural recall.
My brain is healed.
My brain is healed.
I repent. For everything I did wrong to it.
I repent and I receive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
I spent the afternoon with my spiritual father earlier this week, Oral Roberts, 91 years old, just sharp as a razor. walked in there and he said, I'm working on my second book for this year. And he picked part of the, he said, I wrote a chapter on it this morning before you came. And he said, I'd like to share some of it with you. I thought, dear Lord, 91 years old, he's still writing books, just sharpening attack. But I remember his confession a number of years ago. He looked me right in the face. This is probably 20 years ago. He looked me right in the face. He said, I'll tell you one thing. That old timer's disease ain't coming
old
on
timers.
Me. He didn't call it Alzheimer's. He said, that old-timer's disease ain't coming on me. You hear that? He said, I have a brilliant mind, and I'll have a brilliant mind until God is through with me in this room. And
so, tell him what,
that old-timer's disease ain't going to get my house.
Not coming on me either.
Not going to get my house. No, no.
Tell him what he did with my book. But hey, he's such an avid reader. Just tell him what he did.
He said, tell Gloria that there were some things that were troubling me. And he said, I'd been praying over some things. And he said, that book came in the mail. He said, you tell Gloria, I sat down and read it from cover to cover without stopping. And he said, by the time I got through with it, praise God, he said, God had settled every issue that I, he said, that book is a life-changing work. Praise God.
That's a serious reader.
Amen.
He's probably the only person that read it through without stopping. I mean, and you go into his house, he's just got books. Here's his chair. Here's his books piled up, you know. What's he doing? He's staying active.
Yes, he is.
He's not just reading, he's writing. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The reason I said all that in you this morning, it just rolls up inside me. God doesn't want his people senile.
No.
He doesn't want his people forgetful. He doesn't want his people cutting their own lives short. By aiding and abetting aging and making aging jokes and laughing at aging. Listen, that kind of stuff don't belong to you, so get it out. Repent and receive. Repent and receive. Repent and receive. Don't make a stupid joke. Well, I'm just getting old, I guess. No, 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 no.
No,
you're being renewed day by day.
Yes, our youth is renewed.
Hallelujah.
Our bodies renewed.
I'm not having that old-timer's disease. I'm not having that.
We don't want any old-timer's disease around here. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you,
Well,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I just heard this and flashed across my spirit. Many of you need to go walk around your dwelling place. Mark that boundary. And tell sickness and disease and the devil that's behind it, Mr. Devil, this territory belongs to me and to my family and to Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and I mark it with the line of blood. I mark it with the wall of the blessing, like heaven has recorded was around Job. And I'm telling you, Satan, you're not coming in my house. You don't cross this line.
Amen. Praise God. Yes, Lord.
Cast him out of there. And draw the line on him. Some of you live in neighborhoods where you need to be doing this.
We live by ourselves out there in the country, but we're going to do that.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
We're going to do it.
A preacher friend of ours had a strong ministry in a neighborhood, one of the worst neighborhoods in the United States. Dangerous place to be. Just crack house on every corner. I mean, it is a bad-looking place. But he said, now here, he took us, drove us down, he said, there's one thing I want to show you here. He said, see that dear saint right there? I mean, here's this little old woman. I don't know who she was, but she wasn't young. And she's got her broom, and she's sweeping the sidewalk. He said, she won't let the devil on her block. And she said, them drug dealers come around and said, you get right in their face. She said, now, I'm going to tell you something, sweetheart. You ain't coming around here, that nasty dope. This is my place right here, and God Almighty is my protector. And I ain't going to be responsible for what he do to you if you come around here messing around on my property. You understand that? And he said, she's got the only safe place in the whole neighborhood. Well, it looked like she's sweeping. Well, she wasn't just sweeping dirt. She'd go out there and she'd tell the devil, you ain't coming around here. Nope, this is my place. I'm cleaning this, but I'm sweeping you out of here.
Amen. I like that.
You wicked, killing devil. You ain't coming here. No.
Praise
oh, this
God.
Is mine. Hallelujah.
Glory
now,
to God.
Good friends of ours down in Florida, they got out around their property, and they told the devil, hurricanes don't cross this line. He said, we build a fence of the word of God. We're making a bloodline around this place and around our property and around our family
you,
and around
Lord.
Our church and
Lord
around our church
God.
Family. And I'm telling you, Mr. Devil, your hurricanes and tornadoes and hailstorms and all the rest of your junk don't cross this line. And more than one hurricane has come right up there, just aimed and stopped, backed up, and went one way or the other, and has never, ever crossed the line that he marked out there around his place.
And Jesse and Kathy have that testimony.
Yes.
They do that.
Yes, they do.
Jesse says he's been out there in that yard talking to him when you nearly had to hang on to a tree just to
well,
stand.
And, you know, he said something a little bit about it earlier this week, but all around his property in every direction looked like a war zone. And he said he didn't lose a leaf on a tree.
Praise God.
This is Katrina now. Didn't lose a leaf on a tree. He said the only thing that was damaged was this little brick wall around the air conditioner. And he said, I called the people to come out there and build that wall. Kathy came out there and said, who built that ugly wall? He said, I did. And he said, that's the only thing that we got in strife
you
about.
You got to stay in agreement.
And when they came out there, that wall laying flat. I don't think the hurricane blew that wall down. I think the Lord just said, like I said.
He said, I think it's ugly too. No, yeah. He didn't say that. No, he didn't say that. I made that up.
You know, Jesse, he grinned at me. I said, well, that just proved God loved Kathy more than he does me. No.
Check yourself out now. Many of you have released your faith. You're already healed. Everybody should have already released their faith. And you should be receiving all the time. Whether things were called out or not, that doesn't matter whether you've heard what you've got or not. You receive on the basis of the words you've heard today. You're a word person. We have it in the written word by His stripes. We were healed. Hallelujah. So we want to hear some testimonies today and let you give God glory. You check yourself out. If the symptoms are already gone, if the change has already come, just go to each side. And, on one side, going to one side today. Just come right over here and let's give God glory before we go today. It's good to... Thank you. It's good to... testify, those of you that we don't get around to all the testimonies today, and you testify to somebody. You, in fact, not just one somebody. You go home and you tell what God has done for you this week. You may have been delivered from drugs, sickness, disease, sin, whatever it is. You tell it. You tell it. You give God glory. And you are a believer. You lay hands on the sick. We're all told to lay hands on the sick in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Tracy Harris, a pastor from, what's the name of your church, Tracy?
The name of the church is Family Word Church. We
Family
have Harvest
Word.
International Ministries there
in Texarkana.
Yeah.
Texas or Arkansas?
It's on the Arkansas side. We're out by the airport, you know, where
Texans
we can go preach the gospel.
Huh? You do let Texas.
I was actually born in Texas, you know, glory to God, but yeah. I'm a missionary to Arkansas, I suppose.
All
I love Arkansas.
Well, we need it. Tracy comes to help us in every healing school, and we certainly do appreciate it. Thank you
Hallelujah.
Very much, Tracy.
What a tremendous move of the Spirit of God today. And, you know, Jesus heals in so many ways. We've already found that He heals by the prayer of agreement. We know He heals in the communion table. We know that He heals by the spoken word, which was being done. In fact, so many people were being healed that I'm sure this testimony line's filling up very quickly.
Yeah.
There's two ways that right now, if they haven't attached to their point of contact, it is still there. The
Amen.
Healing power
Anytime.
Is working.
That's right.
So I've just got two very short testimonies about what happened last year in this meeting in the two areas that are still available. And that, and of course, it's always available. The word's always available. But I mean right now for them to release their faith. And this one says, I had been dealing with stomach problems and other symptoms in my body, and the doctors were unable to find the problem. Then I lost my job, had no health insurance. But she said, today I've been healed. She's from Woodland, California. It's from last year. And this is what she said. She said, I went to the West Coast Believers Convention in July of 07, but was not able to stay for healing school. But praise God, by the internet, I was able to be there today.
Praise God.
When Gloria started praying, I got up and laid my hand on my computer.
Yeah.
I could feel the Holy Spirit flowing in my body. I know that I'm healed. And she describes
Praise
the symptoms
God.
And how they left. Amen. Isn't that an exciting
that
thing?
Is great.
So they're being healed right now.
Amen. And you guys on the internet, we expect you to send your testimonies. We want
Absolutely.
To hear it. Give God glory.
And then, of course, we're going to be laying hands on the sick here in a few moments after these testimonies. And Amen. This was from last year. It says, I'm written to let you know I received special physical healing at the 2007 Healing School at West Coast Believers Convention. I've been experiencing weakness in my body, low iron, other factors. The Lord wonderfully touched me in the healing line. The man who prayed for me prophetically spoke, saw renewed strength coming back into my life, and other very encouraging words I really needed. And he talked about supernaturally every symptom left at the moment
Praise
hands were laid
God.
On him. So
glory
to God. This is your day in Jesus' name.
We're healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're going to hear some good testimonies. Go ahead. Come ahead. Hallelujah. Isn't it fun to have healing school?
Brad, who do you have here? This is Patrick from Hawthorne, California. And he was healed today. He says that he believes that he is healed, that he had pain in his stomach. He had been diagnosed with hepatitis C. And when Brother Copeland had that word of things being healed in the intestinal area, he had a pain there. And he spoke to it and commanded it to go, and it left.
Praise God. All the pain's gone. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Shelby, you have a crying, smiling, pretty
Ooh,
lady here.
Somebody's Pastor happy. Gloria, this is Anita from Pasadena. And this morning during prayer, her ears were healed. Her hearing is completely restored, and she has her hearing aids in her hand. No
you
more.
You can hear
Hallelujah.
It. You can hear it. Great. Amen.
I came to receive. I've been saying your healing verses.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Smiles
and
all over
yes,
the place.
Yes, Sister Gloria. This is Robin from right here in Long Beach. Her first convention ever to Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Welcome.
About 2 weeks ago, she began to notice pain in her uterus. It was consistent. She got here on Monday. It was still happening. By this morning, she's experienced complete healing, relief from all pain.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord. Thank you, Lord, that she is healed. Amen. God is so good to us. Hallelujah.
Hello, Sister Gloria. This is Donna. She's from Washington. She fell 3 years ago. She's been having a ring in her ears, and today she got her healing.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You're healed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria, this is Dee Sanders from Apple Valley, California. She was sitting back there. She couldn't hear what you were saying. And then when the healing for the ears was called out, she was healed of her ears. And she said she could hear it clearly. Glory
Praise
to God. Amen.
The Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Here comes a feisty young woman right
yes,
here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah.
Miss Gloria, this is Mary. She's from Los Angeles, and when she came in this morning, she couldn't move her hand. Her hand was kind of tied up with muscles, and she had to move it with her hand. She believes her hand's been completely healed this morning.
Amen. Amen. Show us, Mary. Amen. Show us what you can do. Glory to God.
And tell us what you can do.
Yes, even when I left home this morning, and my ring finger always, it locks. And I've been pulling it open, and the doctor had told me not to pull it because I would break it because I have osteoporosis. And when I came this morning, I was still pulling it, but and I could not close my hand like I can do now.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I believe you're healed of that osteoporosis. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Billy? Sister Gloria, this is Michelle and Tony Stocker from Marietta, California. She was diagnosed with breast cancer and started chemo last week. And she says that she is healed from all side effects. They all left her this
Praise
morning. There's
God.
Absolutely no problems,
Glory.
No anything. And they were sharing they have a doctor's appointment in Tulsa, and they're partners, and they know when they go back there, there's going to be nothing but
Amen.
A good report.
That's a good report. No cancer.
Amen.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Sue?
Hi, Gloria. This is Lenita from Crenshaw Christian Center.
Yay, Crenshaw!
And she's had a manifestation this morning of three healings. Tell us about
it. Praise God.
The first is heart palpitations, the little fluttering of the heart. That's completely gone. I received completely healed. Healing from that lower back pain and stomach problems. And I thank the Lord for it.
Praise the Lord. Three things.
Shelby?
Sister Gloria, this is Victoria from Oceanside. And she said she's been deaf on her left side, on her left ear, for over 35 years. And her healing, she believes that she was healed the beginning of this week and on through today that she's received her healing in her ear.
Well, praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for healing her body and
Amen.
Her ear.
Amen. Gloria, this is Sylvia, all the way from the Virgin Islands, her first convention
well,
ever.
Welcome,
her daughter
Sylvia.
Brought her. And she had had severe knee pain for a long time and received her healing today in healing school.
Praise Is all God. The pain gone?
Praise the Lord.
Is it gone? Glory
Amen.
To God. Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God is so good.
Hallelujah.
Hello, Sister Gloria. This is Donna. She's from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, Donna.
And she was healed. She believes she was healed of kidney disease.
Amen.
Amen.
Can
yes,
you
ma'am.
Already tell a difference in the way you... Your symptoms, these symptoms you used to have?
Yes, and I knew today because I was telling everybody, like your husband said, that you do things to yourself, to your body.
Yeah.
And I told everybody that, you know I'm healed. And then it was just confirmation today
Amen.
To me, you know, and I just thank God.
Amen.
You know?
Yes, thank you, Lord. Amen. Her kidneys are healed. Perfect. In Jesus' name.
Pastor Ron?
Yes, Sister Gloria, this is Claudine Hill from Los Angeles. And she received a couple of healings. One of them was the floaters in her eyes. And when they were back there praying, and she received that, and she no longer has those in her eyes.
Praise
and
God.
Also in her right ear, was what she couldn't hear out of it. Now she can hear out
well,
of it.
Well, good for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Great. Thank you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. You're so wonderful.
Hallelujah. Right? Miss Gloria, this is Anna from Hemet, California. And she said 3 days ago she had real bad pain in her hand. And she went to the doctor and she was diagnosed with arthritis. And she believes that she's completely healed today.
Amen.
She can move her hand. She could not
Amen.
Move it before.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord. She's healed. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Billy?
Sister Gloria, this is Holly Grimes from Yucaipa, California, and she was diagnosed 2 years ago with pancreatic cancer. So for 2 years, she's been listening to Brother Copeland's and your CDs on healing and healing and healing, and she believes that she was healed today completely from stage four pancreatic cancer, and she said she has the energy to stand up that she didn't have before.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for strength.
Glory to God. Wonderful. She's healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
David?
Thanks, Lynn. Miss Gloria, this is David. He's from Glendale, California. And yesterday and throughout this morning, he was having a tremendous headache. Couldn't even move his head because of the pain. He said, while you were speaking this morning, it went away. And he just told me as we were walking up here, I feel so great.
Praise God. David feels Amen. Good. Hallelujah. Great. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Shelby?
Hi, Miss Gloria. This is Mike from Glendora, California. And he was diagnosed 2 years ago with ulcerative colitis. And he believes he's received his healing. He's off his steroid medication, and Good. He sensed that he's been healed.
Praise Amen, God. Brother. Every symptom Amen. Gone in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord
Jesus.
Gloria, this is Amara, and she came here having had kidney failure. When you called it out, she had been going to dialysis and felt like she would put that off today, go get checked later, because she feels totally fine. And an ear infection or ear trouble that she had causing constant noise in her ear is gone now.
Glory to God! Thank you, Lord. We praise you and we thank you for that. Wonderful. Glory to God. God's so good. He's ready. When we're ready, He's ready. Hallelujah.
Hello, Sister Gloria. This is Lucille. She's had a stroke 3 years ago. She's from Croatia. 2 years ago. And she had a pain on her left side, could not lift up her arm or anything, but she is healed today.
She's healed. Amen. Let's see it. Glory Amen. To God.
Amen.
She can do what she couldn't do before. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Bless you. Good job, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's so, isn't God wonderful?
This is Patty from Oceanside. And Patty, tell us what happened to you today.
Well, I've had a torn ligament in my left ankle for almost a year, and it wouldn't heal because I'm a nurse and I can't stay off of it. And all of a sudden, the pain is completely gone.
Oh, glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for healing that.
Hallelujah.
And she's been limping all week.
Oh, isn't the Lord good?
No more limping.
You nursed people and He nursed you. Hallelujah. The
devil gave you a limp and you gave him a lump.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God.
Gloria, this is Mindy. She's been having some, why don't you tell Gloria?
Well, hi, my name is Mindy, and I love my Jesus.
Amen.
And I have been deaf my whole life. When I was 7, I had surgery, and this ear was fixed. But yesterday, I was having breakfast at the Hyatt, and this man and his wife came up and laid hands on my ear, and it got hot. And then it started draining and popping. And I'm a gospel singer, and I couldn't hear how to sing. And then all of a sudden, I started getting the tune, and I started hearing it. And that's not all. Two days ago, I was sitting about the 100-fold, and all I had was a dollar left to my name. And I was holding, and I said, God, this is for you. And before I even put the dollar in, this woman came and she goes, God has been bugging me to give you this $20. I said, I needed it so much. She goes, well, actually, He wanted me to give you $100. I said, and so I'm sitting there. I go, oh, Jesus. I go, I think that's 120-fold. I go, I don't know that about that in the Bible. And then I got a whole new wardrobe. I got everything I need, and it is not stopping there. And I am so excited.
Praise Hallelujah. God.
Awesome God, our awesome God.
Glory to God.
Woo! Exceedingly above that we could ask or think. Amen. This is Cliffy Jones from Fairfield, California, and she had multiple symptoms in her body today, she says, and she says that she believes that she's healed. The pain has left. She had equilibrium issues, and she's stable. She's able to stand up straight. And she also has some hearing issues, and she says that she's completely healed.
Isn't
Amen.
That great? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. All the time.
Mr. What?
Sister Gloria, this is Patricia. She was standing back there, and she had pain in her legs of arthritis. When she bent down to pick up a napkin, all the pain was gone.
Oh,
she didn't have the pain
you,
there anymore.
Thank
and then,
you that the pain
And also, gone. She had her mind was confused over some things. She couldn't think clearly. Well, when Brother Copeland was talking about the mind, she got a clear mind also.
Praise God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord, for clarity. Oh, God's good. God's good. Hallelujah.
Pastor Billy?
Sister Gloria, this is a great combination here. This is Jerome Bush from Toledo, Ohio. And the combination is he's a pastor and a firefighter.
Well, good for
and
you.
And it kind of goes together. But he puts out fires. Yeah, puts out fires.
Pastors, people. They're a lot the same, aren't they?
In common, a lot. But he fell through a ceiling and injured himself and was going through therapy and hurt his shoulder, couldn't move his head around, said he couldn't turn it certain ways. And he's back there turning it ways that I can't even move my head.
Praise God.
Go ahead and do that. Show it. Move it around.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for healing the pastor.
Amen.
Praise God. Good.
Putting out fires and starting them. Amen. Amen. Shelby?
Sister Gloria, this is Jody White from Corona, and I'm going to let her share just for a minute.
Hi, Miss Gloria. The Lord healed me big time because I'm scheduled to have surgery on Friday the 11th to go ahead and either have my left ovary removed because it's the size of a golf ball at the time, or to go ahead and have a full hysterectomy. It's kind of one of those what do you do if scenarios. Mm-hmm. The worst case scenario could be ovarian cancer. You know, the otherwise is just an ovarian cyst. With what happened here on Monday, I had Riley and the Mighty Prayer Warriors, and they are.
Yeah.
They just went ahead and prayed for me. They anointed me, and I said, I've got to do this because it hurts too bad. Whenever it, you get it in your lower back and round and everything. And I know a little more descriptive than most, but also when I know whenever I'm out ministering and kind of and helping as I do in the wheelchair section, it's a blessing.
Praise
and
God.
Then on whenever Tuesday came around, we did that massive just big prayer with Brother Keith. It was amazing to go ahead and have the healing. You, my fiance, felt it. It's like, wow. And all the ladies felt it. And now today I'm going, I am not going to have surgery on Friday the 11th because I know that I know that I know that I am healed and God gets the glory for it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We're in agreement with you. Amen. Sue?
This is Betty Johnson from Washington, and Betty, you tell them.
I had a displaced rib on my left side, and this morning when I tried to cough or almost move or turn over in bed, it just really hurt really bad, and I believe that today, right here, that it was healed.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we'll take this one, and then we'll go from here.
Pastor
what
Billy?
About the kids, Barry? Are they still having their service? They usually come up and give testimonies, but they're probably going longer than us today.
Sister Gloria, this is Judy Bartel from Ontario, Canada. And she has a lot of pain when she flies, and she said she came to this meeting believing to be healed in her ears.
Amen.
And for her ear
lots
to stop ringing
healed.
And to be healed. And when Brother Copeland and you spoke that word over the ears, it was healed.
Well,
and so she's
well.
That's awesome.
Healed.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Those on watching on internet now, you send us your testimonies. You're just as important as everybody else. We're all excited about the Word of God. And those of you that didn't come up to testify, well, you testify to somebody today about your healing. Amen. I guess the kids are still in their service. We're kind of running ahead of schedule a little bit today. They usually come up, but they have a great healing service down there. So you'll get your children back. And they'll say, look, Mom, I'm healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, if you are believing God, you've released your faith, but you haven't sensed any difference yet in your physical body or your mind, but you're in faith and you want us to lay hands on you, we will do that. So if you want hands laid on, don't come for anointing to minister. Don't come, those of you that have already testified, you're healed. Just come if you fit that category that you're not able to tell it, but you believe you're healed and you want hands laid on you. We'll pray for you. So just come to both sides. Ken's going to help me today. Tracy Harris is going to help us today, lay hands on the sick. Doesn't matter who lays hands on you, Jesus is the healer. And you be quick to take it. When hands are laid on you, you do what you couldn't do before. And you begin to move or bend over or whatever. Be quick to act. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We pray over every person coming. We believe that
as hands are laid upon them, their healing will be completed and finished in Jesus' name. And we give you all the glory. You're the healer. We're just the hands, but you're the healer, Lord. And we thank you for every sickness, every disease that you bore for us. Every one of them you bore for us, and every one of them are healed. And we take our healing and we believe God today. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God. Whoops, where shall I start? Okay. Thank you, Father. Bless the Lord. Now, when we lay hands on you, you take it. Oh, I sense that anointing. Be healed in the name of Jesus.
We're just going to worship.
Be healed in Jesus' name.
As they lay hands
on
people for healing.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Be made whole in the name of Jesus. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed. Be healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed.
Healers in the house today. For you, He's made a way. Ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. For the healers in the house today. For you, He's made a way. Ask and believe by faith, receive. There's a healer in the house today. For the healers in the house today. For you, He's made a way. Ask and believe, God, faith, receive. For the healer in the house today.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Be healed in the house today. For you, He's made a way. Ask and believe, God, faith, receive. For the healer in the house today.
Say it again.
The healer's in the house today. For you, He's made a way.
Sick and diseased in your body. Well, I've got good news to bring. set me free. I am so glad Jesus set me free. Sing in glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. Sun set free. His freedom. No more chains. No slavery. The truth has triumphed. With liberty.
Oh, my God. and gentlemen, Commander Kelly is here with a real good report from some children. As we're finishing up laying hands on the big children, let's hear what is happening
Kelly.
In children's church.
Kelly.
Come on, kids.
Jenny's going to do it.
What is what is her rank?
Jenny, she's in charge.
She is
Gloria Copeland over there today. She taught healing school this morning. It was awesome.
This is the one that full of the word. The
today. Huh? This is the one that came to the door and wanted me to lay hands on her today.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm telling you, miracles,
hallelujah.
Miracles. You know what?
More than ever.
And we had so many eyes healed. You know, sometimes people just get used to wearing glasses, so they forget. If you forgot to ask the Lord to heal your eyes this morning, you know, take your glasses off. Get a believer to lay hands on you. It's the easiest thing in the world. It was just one right after another. So, Jenny, tell us what happened.
Thanks. Well, we could only bring a few. I wish I could bring everybody because it was extraordinary. So powerful. But this is Miracle Wilbur. She's 12 years old. And she had osmosis slaughter, which she had an extra bone in her knee. And when she got hands laid on her, she felt the bone going down.
Praise God.
And now she said before we walked over here, she felt both of her knees. And both of her knees feel exactly the same. So she is totally and completely healed. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
All right, this is Danielle Mincer. She's 10 years old, and she had back pain when she came into Super Kids, but when she's leaving today, she has no back pain.
She can
lean back for everyone.
Praise
that
God.
Hurt before, and it doesn't hurt anymore. So glory to God.
Amen.
This is Laura Hansen, and she's 10 years old, and her ankles would hurt when she would run. And she got hands laid on her ankles. And I said, what could you not do before? She said, I couldn't run around. So both of us ran around Super Kids.
Praise
and
the
she
Lord.
Said that it was completely healed. She can run around.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory
Why don't
God.
You run over there? Run. Woo! She
Woo!
Couldn't do that before.
Glory to God.
Praise God. This young lady is Alita Andrade. And she's 7 years old. She had a kidney infection, and she previously had 3 surgeries. And I told her that God was the great doctor, and
That's
you
right.
didn't need any more surgeries. And so when we laid hands on her stomach, she said she felt a warmth in her stomach.
Praise
God. And she said all pain was gone, and she knows that she's healed.
Hey.
So glory to God.
Hallelujah.
No more surgeries. This is Ashlyn Hansen, and before she couldn't run, and every time she ran, her back was hurting. And so we ran around the room, and her back didn't hurt, did it?
Praise the Lord.
No.
Glory to God.
Why don't you run over there?
Look
Woo!
At that.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. This young man is Isaiah King. He's 11 years old, and he believed that hair would grow on his head.
I believe it.
And so when we laid hands on his head, he said he felt a warmth and he could feel
you,
the hair follicles in his hair.
Thank you.
And he claimed heaven's count because heaven has a count for
yes.
the hairs on his head.
Right.
Papa told me that.
Well, thank you, Lord, for a full head of a hair.
Yes. Glory to God. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. This is Daniela Nordman. She's from Holland. She's 11 years old. And her eyes were prayed for. And when her eyes were prayed for, everything was blurry. But when she got prayed for, they were completely
Praise
healed.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God.
Wonderful.
And this is Davin. She's on the team with us. And last night, she lost her contacts case. And so she probably didn't know what she was going to do. But God knew, and when she got her eyes prayed for, she was completely healed.
Thank you, Lord.
She doesn't need her contacts anymore. So she doesn't need that contacts case that she lost last night.
Hallelujah.
So we had a powerful time in Super Kids, Mimi.
Thank you, Lord,
powerful
for healing Super
you,
Kids. Hallelujah. Lord,
hallelujah.
We just stand up and let's thank the Lord. Father, we just thank you for every healing. Jesus, we thank you for healing every person of every situation. We thank you, Father, that every symptom's gone in the name of Jesus and they'll never return. And we give you all the praise and all the glory. To you be the glory, Jesus. You yourself bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. And by your stripes, Lord, we were healed and we are healed. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We bless you. We worship you. To God be the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.